Delicious.
Everybody loves Donna Bike. Everybody loves Donna Bike.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And normally at this point we'd look at Rob and introduce him, but let's let the PA announcer from the Washington Redskins introduce him today.
I think that's appropriate.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, sir, and I know I speak for the entire show when I offer our condolences to the widow Sevier.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Zinko Balaba and all the ships at sea. Ladies, open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Dr. Hunter and Mike O'Mara.
There he goes. He's wound up today.
Thank you, Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
And hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast and still nationwide, via Bestwood One, simply the best syndication company in the world.
Am I going too far if I say I just love them?
Well, you know, they've proven to us, Mike, that they've made this show a ratings and revenue success.
They've proven to us that they care.
You know, I bet some people out there think that we're busting balls right now when we say that, but no, the truth is, we've re-signed with Westwood One. We love them.
We like them. We like them now. Everything's fine.
Good. Isn't it great to be us? 1 minute one thing, 1 minute the next thing.
You go through all that time with Hayden. Now there's love.
I don't even have time to say Ken, he's gross. Jeremy, he's gross. Mel, he's beautiful. Our agent, well, he's old.
Yes.
There's your chain of command. A word of advice for the soccer moms. I hope by now you've taken Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of your minivan, for I have just whipped this thing out.
Is that a W that you wrote on that today for Westwood One?
No, that W is for win.
Yeah. Win!
Big W for me over the weekend.
Yay!
Another perfectly executed opening big time major market radio show. Join me now as we welcome Leakin' Buddy. There is our friend Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. There he is. Buzz the Atheist.
No.
Sippy the Elston Slayer.
Everybody have a good weekend?
Buzz the Slinger. Well, Mike.
Everybody have a fine weekend. I know Rob got a chance to introduce the Redskins, and I know the Redskins won. And
right?
Man, I had a great weekend.
I knew it all along.
I got news for you.
I know you did.
I knew it all along that the White Devil would not let me down.
I'd like to thank Sammy Sosa for sitting on his hands during the home run race and making it possible for Dennis Murphy to come to my house 1 week from last Saturday.
Let's play this music one last time.
There it is. Yeah, the final tote.
And Mike, I'm going to be taking the home run race plaque home with me, putting it on my wall.
As it should be.
With the final total, Mark McGuire, buddy, 65.
There it is.
Sammy Sosa, buddy, 63. We want to thank International Collector Society.
What a great way of keeping total that way.
At www.icsnow.com. They made us this beautiful 21st century home run race plaque that we've been using for the last 7 freaking months.
What you should do is put a little super glue into the back of it to commemorate the final score. What? 65 for Mark McGuire.
63. Right.
63. Sammy came up too short.
It's over.
It's over now.
It's finally over. 7 months. It's over.
And I
am a big fat winner.
And I began to prepare myself last week.
Yes.
Mentally.
Yes.
For this eventuality.
He's not coming to my house.
Coming to my house.
Yes.
He's going to your house.
Not coming to your house, Buzz.
Not coming to my house.
He's not fouling my sheets. He's not eating my food. He's not watching my TV.
He's coming.
He won't know where I live.
He's coming to my house. And that last one you mentioned right there.
Yeah.
There's I've given that some thought, too.
Good.
I'm actually going to... I'm thinking about all the logistics.
Well, you know, you couldn't meet him at the station and blindfold him and drive him to your house.
I don't think I'm going to blindfold him, but I think that what I'm going to do is maybe, like, put a bag over his head. And I think I might meet him. I'm not going to meet him as far as the station, but I'm going to meet him at a gas station near my house.
That's fair.
I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, 7 long months, and it's finally all over.
We were talking about the kids and how the kids are going to handle this, and we... You know, at one point it was suggested by my friend Brett, who stayed over this past weekend with his wife. He said, why don't you just tell him that the Cartoon Man is coming?
Hey, there you go.
Say, the Cartoon Man's coming to your house. Kids, are you excited? Because but I can't lie to my kids like that. No. I can't lie and then they'll realize that the Cartoon Man isn't all that nice.
So are you going to ship the kids off like to your mother-in-law or something?
I think my wife has graciously volunteered to take the kids away for that Saturday night.
Well, now, you know, I think technically that your wife should be in on this, that was part of the deal.
Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to be able to work that out, but I'll let you know if we can work that out. I'm not sure whether it'll be possible. He's coming to my house.
I know,
okay?
But I think it was part of the deal,
right,
that it was dinner with the family and that we agreed,
yes,
that the children's would be left out of it.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'll let you know.
It's got to be you and the missus.
All right. It'll be me and the missus.
All right.
It'll be me and the missus.
All right.
Okay.
Count down now to dinner. Just five days, Mike.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
I want to tell you something. I'm a huge loser in my Titanic bet. I'm going to have to shave my head on the 1st of January. I'm a huge loser in fantasy football.
Yep.
I've not won a game yet. Mark Brunell threw for 85 yards. What a woman he is over the weekend. Oh. But all of that pales in comparison,
yes, right,
to the fact that he's not coming to my house.
I know.
Weekend.
I'm happy for
God, him. That's the one bet that I didn't want to lose. Out of all those bets, that's the one I didn't want to lose.
Well, you know, it's...
That's the big Megillah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I tried to prepare myself. I was not prepared. I was. I woke up Sunday morning.
You can't.
And I just felt bad about it. No, actually, I woke up this morning feeling bad about it. I just said...
Sunday morning, you still had a chance.
Yeah, but not remote. If, you know, I was... You know what? Really, going into the weekend, I was... I knew it was going to happen, and it was just a question of whether, because Sammy, you know, had to jack too,
right,
you know, to make it happen, and I just knew it was going to happen this way. I knew it was going to happen this way, and so, you know, it'll be a nice dinner. I'll meet him like at 8 o'clock, take him driving to my house, and my wife and I will entertain him.
Thank you, and we thank you for that.
You'll be happy to know that if my wife stays, there's a good chance the children will stay as well. But,
well, lock them in their rooms. I don't want to be responsible
for
the psychological damage done by your sweet children if they see Dennis.
Oh, man, no, that's going to be tough. I think that we can put that, you know, their bedtime is 8:30 anyway, 8:30. Elizabeth is actually earlier, 7:30. So if I pick Dennis up at 8 o'clock, the kids can conceivably be down for sleep before he gets to the house.
There you
go. Which is exactly what I'm going to try.
How will you handle Sunday morning?
That is terrifying to me. That is it. He's supposed to be out at 8 a.m.
8 a.m., that was the time that we agreed to.
Breakfast in bed. I'm just working it out as I go.
You will.
Breakfast in bed means he stays in the guest room.
But you won't let him out of the bedroom all morning?
Well, not until everybody is in their designated locations. Then Laura will take the kids downstairs to play. And at that moment, I will expertly wish Dennis. That's a challenge to me.
Sure,
I'll discuss that with my wife tonight. But I don't see. I am not going to let Dennis Murphy, because you know, really, it's more important for her to be with the kids than it is to ship them off somewhere.
Right.
And so that's it. And if we get Dennis walking through the door at 8:30, I meet him at 8 o'clock, and then we get him out. I'll even go so far as to say 8:30, because I know it was the 8 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I want to be a stand-up guy. We're gonna add
8:30 to 8:30.
We're gonna add a half hour on that.
You're a good man.
I will make sure that he sleeps soundly.
You're a good man. And do you know that we will hear all of these events happening?
Yes.
1 week from today.
That's great.
Because Mike's going to bring a tape recorder with him this weekend home.
I will tape the moment of walking into the house. I will tape the evening meal. I will tape the recreation after the meal, which will consist of perhaps a second-tier film that we will watch together. Then I will...
Are you going to tuck Dennis in?
I will give Dennis... I have got it really in my mind worked out. And now I'm going to go back to the Cartoon Man. When the Cartoon Man comes to the house, he will walk in, and then we're going to eat immediately.
Okay.
And I will give Dennis wine with dinner. I will give Dennis whatever he wishes.
I hope you have plenty of wine on tap for yourself.
I will, you know, there's an outshot. Maybe my wife picks Dennis up because I'll be
in
shape to drive. But no, I will pick Dennis up and then bring him to the house. We will have a very nice dinner, followed by an after-dinner drink, then more drinks as we watch whatever film. Dennis and I do share an enjoyment of
Love of the a love of the grape.
And that, to me, is the only thing that's going to make this even mildly passable. So you'll hear that when Dennis comes over. Dennis, you know, I'll have a series of films. You know, we'll do that pay-per-view thing, and we'll ask Dennis.
I'll let him pick the movie he wants
to see. I'd like to pick Analyze This, a nice comedy, you know, nothing.
Right.
I don't want to watch anything with any high sexual content.
And
with
you certainly
Dennis.
Don't want something like that Tom Hanks movie that's 3 hours long.
No,
I mean, you want a nice 90-minute film.
Then, for after that is completed, it'll be milk and cookies for Dennis. This is just what I envision. A little glass of warm milk, you know, so he sleeps soundly.
Right.
Then that will be the first time that he will see his room. And then he will go to his room, the room that will already have the plastic sheets on the bed, you know, the special. He's got his own bathroom, which is real good. I mean, that to me, I'm real happy about that. He's got his own little room.
You have to bring the guys in the Ghostbuster suits in after he uses that bathroom, I'm sure.
He'll go in there, and the last tape part you'll hear is, good night, Dennis. Good night. And then, you know, if my wife and I, because I like Dennis, do you think it's inappropriate for Dennis to have a bedtime? I believe it's my home, and I can tell Dennis when to go to bed.
You set the rules.
All right, then Dennis will go to bed at the end of the movie, after his milk and cookies.
Like 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Yeah. Giving my wife and I some quiet time to, you know, really just bawl our eyes out.
And who knows how this is going to play out, but I imagine when you tuck Dennis in.
Right, and then I will tuck him in.
It'll be much like when we try to get him off the telephone. You're going to say, good night, Dennis. He's
right.
Good night, Mike. And then it'll be, Mike.
Right.
Mike.
And if we stay up, for a couple of hours, you know, and just, you know, and we're going to bed a little later on, maybe I'll just put my ear on the door. And if I do hear that song of the wood, I'll try to get maybe a little of that for you.
You know, there is a chance, there is the outside chance that you two will bond, and you will actually want to spend more time with Dennis.
You know something, you know, really, I could laugh and joke about this, but no, I'll tell you, no.
No
way, no, absolutely not. No way. And
well,
then the morning will be breakfast in bed. You know, I've always wanted to give him breakfast in bed.
That's nice.
Pancakes, some sausage, you know, I'm going to give him a big glass of orange juice, and during that time, he will have a standing order. He has a bedtime, and he is not allowed to come out of his room until I come and get him. They're going to be
even if he has a bad dream or something.
There are going to be a million rules. I mean, I've got a list of rules that I'm going to give Dennis for this whole deal. You know, the rule about where I pick him up, the rule about what, you know, I don't want him saying anything he's not going to say. You know, I want to make sure he knows the rules.
Well, you are entitled to make the list. This
right.
has been 7 months of pressure building up on both of us.
As much as I'm bummed that I lost, this might have just the way it was.
Our greatest bet ever?
I think it was the greatest bet ever.
I believe so.
It was really a wonderful wager.
Mm-hmm. And now it's over. And thank God I've won. Thank God. Listen,
lost my golf tournament over the weekend, too. You know, I was leading going into yesterday, and I lost the golf. You know, I was sitting there yesterday just sitting on the couch in like a zombie state. Laura came in and said, how you doing? I'm like, okay.
And you notice I didn't call you until late last night.
And you weren't a dick when you called me. You were actually you had to call me, and I expected the call. And it was, you know, it was just the call to say, hey. You know, it's the final. I'm almost glad you called me because it softened the blow of having to walk into the office today. But you made that bad too. But it was you know, who likes to lose?
Hey,
who likes to lose any bet?
No, I haven't played as poorly as I could.
Oh yeah, I know.
I have been aware of your brittle feelings.
I understand.
This. Much
I
the
understand.
Way I hope that you would have been aware of my brittle feelings.
I understand.
My God, if I hadn't won, there'd be a good chance there would be blood on the inside of my car tonight. Just a piece of advice for all you youngsters out there, take it from me.
Right.
Always bet on the American. You never go wrong betting on the good old red, white, and blue.
Oh, God, I'll tell you right now, man. I think really that all along, I think that Dennis will have a very good time at my house. I think I will make sure that he enjoys it. That's the bottom line.
Do you realize that?
But I don't see any reason. Do you see any reason for my children to have to meet the cartoon man?
No.
I see no reason for that.
And listen, my kid is much older than yours, and my son didn't want anything to do with it either if we lost.
No need. And, you know, I'd rather have my kids there because then, you know, as soon as we get Dennis out of there, you know.
The kids would go, Daddy, what's that smell?
Yeah.
Daddy, why does the guest room smell so bad?
I might actually, you know what I might do? I might actually put the kids down earlier on Saturday night. That's exactly what I'm
like about 5. Give them lots of tussin.
Yeah, lots of tussin. Because 8:30, 8:30 is too, you know, because with kids, we get up early. Just too far. That's too much stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather have them.
You might want to do, keep them up all night Friday night.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You might think about keeping
exactly
them up all night Friday night.
That's a great idea.
So that, like, they're zonked out like by 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Give you and the missus a chance
right.
to fumigate the house.
And I'm giving Dennis, Dennis said peanut butter and jelly. No, gonna make him a nice steak dinner on Saturday night.
Excellent.
And, a nice bottle of wine.
I can't tell you how many people at the Redskins game yesterday
right.
came up to me talking about this bet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I thought at one point, some guy was goofing with me, a guy that works for the Redskins staff said, they're going to put it up on the big Jumbotron.
Right.
And I said, are they really? Oh, I can't wait for this.
He was busting your chops.
They put up on the Jumbotron McGuire 65,
right.
Sosa 63.
Right.
I thought they were going to put, Dennis Murphy to spend the night in Mike's house.
Oh, man.
Lots of people interested in this.
Yeah, a lot of people were following this. And I'm prepared. I will make it as pleasant as I can, but we will meet at a neutral location. I'm not, that's right. I will simply blindfold him.
Today is you're going to blindfold him or the bag?
Blindfold him.
Today is the 4th of October, and the phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Jimbo. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Knew it all along.
Mike.
Yes, sir. Well, you knew that would happen. Hi.
Yeah, keep it together, Mike.
I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, I just wanted to bust your chops because you easily could have won this.
How? How could he have won? It's not like he's hitting the home runs.
The first day that Don offered you the bet was McGuire would hit 70 again, and then you changed it, making it a Sosa versus McGuire. You screwed up right from the beginning.
Well, the difference between you and me?
You suck.
No, you remember that.
Right.
You remember that. That's how pathetic you are.
I didn't remember that myself.
I didn't remember that. No,
boy, am I glad you didn't pick me up on that.
That's for sure.
Holy cheese and crackers.
No, I don't remember that. But some people, I guess, do remember that if they are lacking a light.
Well, if you remember how the bet really came down, we really couldn't decide what to bet until Frida called in, and she came up with the idea of having Dennis spend the night at one of our houses.
Right, right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You can blame her.
Why? That's that. I still think that there. It was worse for me when I had to dye my hair blonde.
I've done a lot of thinking about that, and I told people over the weekend. And I really mean this. If given the choice, and I was facing both of having to shave my head, which I'm going to have to do on the 1st of January, or have Dennis come to stay at my house for a night.
Right.
The thought of shaving my head.
Mm-hmm.
Is so much better
right.
than having Dennis come to spend the night.
Well, I should point out to you that that's also in January. So you might feel like, the night before we all come back to work, you're probably going to just feel a little bit different about that.
Maybe so.
Yeah, just a little bit because...
maybe so.
As the beard and the hair comes off...
Well, I don't know. I'll just have to think back about Dennis spending the night at your house.
Use that...
Maybe feel a little better.
Use that to make you feel better.
A little motivation.
A little motivation. It's like, you didn't... it'd be one thing... That would have meant that every major bet for the year...
I would be a big loser on all the bets.
In the loss column. But, and the reason that you lost the bet for the hair is because I wasn't involved with it. See, if I'd been involved with it, it's a slam dunk. You would have won that.
Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, hi.
Chuck, buddy. Up, Chuck.
Hey, Mike, you think Dennis is going to get geese on his room?
Well, those are, remember when I mentioned the rules? That's going to be one of the rules.
No sex rules?
But no.
What if it's involuntary during the middle of the night?
If it's involuntary, that's what, that's what bleach is for. As a matter of fact, I would say I was going to inspect the sheets, but it's not.
No.
The sheets are going to be thrown out.
Burn them.
So, it doesn't matter. We're going to put sheets on that are, on their last legs anyway, Perhaps sheets that the kids have had a problem with, and then they'll be gone. But there will be plastic underneath.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what do you think chances are Dennis is going to be kind of like Bill Murray in What About Bob after this is over?
I think we've been slamming Dennis an awful lot here, but Dennis is not into that area. Dennis is not going to be somebody. He really basically does what he's told.
So you don't think that Sunday night he's going to come back for dinner again?
I need. Give me. I need.
I'll take a baby step.
I'll call you in 2 hours.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Nothing says it better. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
What do you plan on doing with your toilet after this event? Are you going to incinerate it, sanitize it?
Well, I think, the cleaning products that we have now can be sanitized very, very effectively. But
you could tell him not to sit.
But the
you could tell him just to squat and not actually put his butt on your toilet seat.
Get one of those plastic rings that you see in all those, fast food restaurant toilets.
Well, Dennis,
everybody's helping.
Maybe he's getting angry listening to this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's going to do something.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you think maybe when Dennis comes over, you guys might have a menage a trois?
Oh, the horror.
I don't think so.
Oh, wine, some sex movies.
Oh, yeah, 100% chance that'll be happening.
Absolutely. You and your wife and Dennis end up in bed together.
I do feel that. You know, my wife, I don't believe, has ever met Dennis Murphy.
Oh, really?
I don't think she's ever met him.
No. She's in for
She's in for a
Have you braced her for... Oh, she knows the reality.
She knows. I mean, believe me, I've been emotionally preparing myself, and she's gotten some.
Oh, good.
Hello, Don and my show. Margo.
Yes.
Margo, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
I want to tell you guys I love you.
Love you more.
And I think that you should find out a dinner that makes people sleepy.
Turkey, turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife cooks a mean turkey. Maybe we'll give it and turkey's a funny food.
You know what you could do? You know, like spike his food, get a couple of Tylenol PMs and ground him up into his iced tea.
I think if I give him wine and turkey, that's exactly what we'll have. I'll ask him if he doesn't mind this way. Well, he said he didn't eat anything, like peanut butter and jelly. So I think we'll make him a nice turkey dinner.
But then you run the risk that he maybe falls asleep in front of the TV, and then you actually have to pick him up and carry him to the room.
That is so true. That is horrible. I don't want to have to even... I really don't want to have any physical contact with him.
Hello.
Outside of shaking his stump when he comes in, which I always do. You do, too.
We always
shake Dennis's stump just to say, you know, it's okay that you don't have a hand. You shake his stump.
No problem with that.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you shake his stump and then... But I don't want to... Yeah, see, with Dennis, I don't want to have to carry him up to bed.
Hello.
I don't want to carry him up to bed.
Hello, not in my show.
You're right about that.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
The first sign of sleepiness... He will be
bedtime.
To bed. What a day.
Hello, Pat.
Yes, how you doing?
We're great, thank you.
Mike, question for you.
Sir.
Your timing is perfect. You and Dennis will be able to spend quality time bonding watching the Red Sox in the playoffs.
You know, there probably is going to be a Saturday night game.
Oh, my God.
Well, then next to you.
We will not be watching a movie. Oh, we will be watching the Red Sox.
Imagine that. You'll be able to share the joy of the Red Sox being in the playoffs with your best buddy, Dennis Murphy.
The nice thing about that, though, I will be completely removed from the situation. I will not be focused on Dennis. Did I mention also my niece is flying into town for a visit this weekend?
Your sister's daughter?
Yeah, and thank God she made arrangements to visit a friend at the University of Maryland and then come out to our house on Sunday night. This is before any of this. There was a chance that, it's like, hi, welcome to my, she's never been in my house before. And I said, well,
hi.
Welcome to my house. Here's my best friend.
Hello, here's Dave in Vermont.
Hey, radio gods. You know, Mike, you do have the distinct danger of Dennis coming over and impressing you so much that you guys will become the best of friends.
Well, I'm not going to close the door on that eventuality. I'm simply saying now that's certainly more possible than the menage a trois.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Here's Tim and Beemore. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I got a suggestion. I don't know if y'all ever watched Seinfeld, but if you ever saw the episode with the bubble boy.
Boy in the bubble.
Yeah, maybe you could get one of those bubbles at your house, put him in there.
Call the Bubble Man. Bubble Man.
Bubble Man. Can you set it up in the guest room? Bubble Man.
Bubble Man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to ask Mike if he would let Dennis shower in the morning.
Yes, Dennis will be allowed to shower. Don, I believe you would address that subject.
Yes, I would let him shower also.
He is allowed to shower. If he chooses.
Didn't we agree, though, at one point that if the weather was okay, that both you and I would be able to keep the option open?
Right.
Putting him in a bathing suit and going outside just hosing him off.
But, you know, to be honest with you, after the evening meal, I don't see necessarily, on certain Saturday mornings, I've been known to throw the baseball cap on and go out to the grocery store, So if Dennis wants to go, I might buy him a real nice cap. And, as a gift, as like a house guest gift, and that might encourage, that's exactly,
You could just write it in the rules. You could write it in the rules that he can't shower. Of course, then, you know, you got to live with him on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You got to live with the smell of the unwashed murk.
But I would assume Dennis is going to sleep right up until, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am hoping that I have to wake him up.
I disagree. I think it's going to be like a kid on Christmas morning. I imagine that Dennis will be sitting in his room. He'll wake up at about 4 a.m. knowing that his time with you is limited.
Booze.
Just waiting for you.
Booze.
Okay.
I'm just going to load them up. I'm going to load them up.
You know how kids are on Christmas Eve, though.
I understand, but I'm just going to make sure that it doesn't matter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, my brothers.
Hey, my friends.
Hey, Mike, what you got to do after breakfast in the morning, you got to take him to the club for a round of golf.
That is real funny. You're a very funny man, sir. Remember that menage with trois that I said there was no chance? There's less of a chance that he's going to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You say you to your fancy country club.
Right.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Who's your friend?
God. So glad this bit wasn't embellished at all. You know what I mean?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Austin. This is a very good friend of Dennis Murphy.
Oh, you're a friend of Dennis's?
Yes.
So are we.
About his fired underpants.
Oh, you what?
Are you the guy who bought his underpants?
Exactly.
You're the guy that bought his brown stained underpants when they were hanging?
The first one, yes, sir.
When they were hanging from his radio antenna up at the McDonald's?
Yep. That's me.
How much did you pay for those underpants?
$40. Mm-hmm.
Why would you possibly, on God's green earth, pay $40 for a pair of stained Dennis Murphy underpants?
Well, Dennis Murphy is my friend, and I've been, you know, following him, you know, wherever you have your Las Vegas show, I meet with him, and I like him, and, you know, so it's just, you know, I don't know, I just love him.
You know, you could probably sell the sheets, Mike. You could probably go on eBay.
So
you could probably sell the Dennis Murphy sheets.
I'm sure.
The used sheets. I'm sure someone would buy them.
I think I'll do that. I think I'll bring him in Monday. I'll bring him in to show you.
And we go online on eBay and get you a bid going on eBay.
All right. Or I might just, why don't we just give them away on Monday? I'll bring the sheets in and we can give them away to the 100th caller.
Okay.
Instead of having to get on eBay.
You got it.
Hey, that's a good
one. What I want to do is I want to wear the Dennis Murphy's underpants in my head, and we are going to visit Uncle Mike's house.
You want to wear the underpants on your head when? What, sir? What's the last
and
part of it?
Me and Dennis Murphy are going to visit Uncle Mike's house together.
What do you mean?
Who's going to visit Uncle Mike's house?
Dennis Murphy and me.
No, that's not happening.
No visitors allowed, sir.
No, we are coming.
You know, as scared as I am of having Dennis in my house, having somebody that paid $40 for his soiled painting underpants scares me even more.
Hello, here's Keith in South Carolina. Keith.
The bikini contest, plus car stereo and accessories.
Keith?
All weekend.
Oh, it's just turkey dinner, lots of wine, cookies and milk before bed. Mm-hmm. Up by 8 a.m.
No shower.
And then the big one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis is going to be having steak, right?
No, we switched to turkey because it'll make him sleep better. Quicker.
Well, even with turkey, I think you might want to think about it, think it through a little bit more. Who's going to be cutting his food?
Well, he cuts his food.
He does with just the stone?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he does. He's very skillful with that stuff.
Well, I'm sure.
You know, I find myself wanting. You know what? Maybe it's because I've lost this bet, but I'm going to start to defend our friend Dennis Murphy.
Well,
he is a very functional citizen.
And I know that your wife, like most of them, has a mothering instinct. And I would bet that if Dennis had a problem, your wife wouldn't mind cutting his food for him.
I know she would.
Right, I know.
I know she would. I guarantee you she would.
Hello? Oh, ow. Okay, one more call.
That's Chris. There's the list of...
Turkey dinner, lots of wine, cookies and milk, out by 8 a.m. Keep children away.
That is it.
Hello, Chris.
Keep them away from the cartoon, man.
Chris.
Hey, yeah. Hey, check this out. Before you know it, Mike's kids will be saying, Uncle Dennis, Uncle Dennis. Read it the story, Uncle Dennis.
Isn't that a nightmare?
When's Uncle Dennis coming back?
Uncle Dennis is coming back. Uncle Dennis is coming back after the nuclear winter.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. Well, that's it. It's over. 7 months.
Yes, I will, tape meticulously the visit from Dennis, and you'll have all the details a week from today.
I'm sure we're going to hear from him at some point on today's show.
I know
he's excited about this. He had a big weekend.
Didn't he say he wanted to stay at my house?
You were his favorite.
That's where he wanted to stay, so
right.
Maybe that's just as well.
Saturday night, Dennis went to Drag Gay Bingo with Homo Joe, where he was dressed up like Mimi Rogers from Drew Carey.
Shaping up to be a hell of a fall for Dennis Murphy.
On Sunday, Dennis went to the ESPN Fireman's Challenge, where he participated, and he will be featured on ESPN in a coming episode.
Yeah.
And then what?
Every now and then, I let the guard down, and I relax a little bit, and I think about the reality of it, and it's just like, oh, I just picture him. I do little mental pictures of him on stage wearing that T-shirt that he wears, and I just go, oh, God.
Hi.
Staring at me all night. Those eyes. He's telling me all around my kitchen.
No offense, man.
Yeah.
Better you than me.
I'm going to let him eat dinner in the good room, too.
Are you
not
really?
The kitchen. I'm going to let him eat in the fancy dining room.
That's very big of you.
Absolutely. Bigger table.
You're a bigger man than me. More room between you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to sit down at the far end. My wife and I will sit down at the far end, and Dennis will sit down. Technically, all I have to do is feed him.
That's right.
But we're going to have dinner with him. We will have dinner with him.
And we, being all of us here listening to you now, we will collectively hear that.
That's right.
On the show 1 week from today.
It'll be very exciting.
Can't wait.
Don't expect a lot of, verbiage from my wife, because I think she's just going to be paralyzed with fear.
Speaking for everybody, we just want to hear the meeting. That's all. Just, the initial meeting between your wife and major effing star Dennis.
Yeah. How about a hug?
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Okay. That bet is over.
Yes, it is.
Our best bet ever.
Wow.
The payoff is next week.
Yep.
Now, we do have a big show today.
We do.
With lots of stuff that doesn't involve Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know he'll be rearing his ugly head into this at some point.
Yeah, he's probably working at one of his temp jobs.
Oh, and you know what? Speaking about Dennis Murphy, I'm pissed at Homo Joe that we gave Homo Joe a tape recorder on Friday for him to take down to the hotel on Saturday night so that he could tape Dennis and himself and all Homo Joe's gay friends playing drag bingo.
Right.
And then Homo Joe doesn't have the tape for us today. Robbie, what's the deal with that?
Hi, Don. Homo Joe here. He called in, and apparently he got caught in a conference of some sort at whatever job he does. I don't know what he does for a living. And he wanted to be able to drop it off beforehand, but he couldn't. He said he'll have it for us tomorrow.
I thought he was a professional chef.
All right, well, that's tomorrow's episode, then. We'll hear the tape, but I'm sure we'll hear what happened at the Drag Gay Bingo at some point on today's show.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear from Dennis. I'd just like to hear, to me, that will be closure of this. Just to hear that everything's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mind is really racing right now, because I'm actually figuring this out as I go along. I'm thinking about, arrive at 6:30. Out by 6:30, but no, he's going to, the 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock is really...
That's what we had agreed on.
Thank God we agreed on that.
Yeah.
What if it had been, no. If McGuire had been up by 10 home runs, it would have been, Dennis, at the house by 7 p.m., out by noon the next day.
Okay. Let's break right here. So that Westwood One, the bestest network in the world...
They're the greatest!
...can play some of those great commercials. Hey, yeah, listen, we've done a total turnaround on Westwood One.
Well, there's... Simply the finest radio network in the world.
We had had a whole bunch of issues with Westwood One.
Right.
And soccer, they were all taken care of just the way we wanted.
It's amazing. We're very, very pleased.
So we're happy to be proud members of the Westwood One radio family. Salute! How about that? and after screaming for the last year about how bad they suck and how bad we want it out.
Yeah, some things changed for the better.
Here we are now, once again, sucking on the collective teeth of Westwood One. Yeah, go figure. Toe tap a touchdown. Right there. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with the caller 100. Secret sound number 5 is impossible.
Yeah. Even though it sounds like you should know it.
It is worth $550. You want a shot at it? Be the 100th call right now on this whole free line at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 11:40. The mayors of Biscuitville. Here's Don Geronimo and Michael Mills.
Let's get a call at 100 right now.
Right here.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you sure are. What's your name?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hi, Montgomery.
Where are you calling from?
D.C.
You have won a VHS copy of Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein may be the most hilarious comedy of all time. I know it's in my top 10. No kidding.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Wait, is this... Okay, who am I talking to? Don?
And Mike.
Oh,
Oh, my God. Okay.
Young Frankenstein on sale now at video stores everywhere.
Wow, mm-hmm. Cool.
Are you ready to go for Secret Sound number 5?
Gosh, I am. I just want to say I've been listening to you guys like the past 3 years.
Hi, got a bunch of fans over there,
yeah,
it sounds
I do.
Like. All right,
okay,
so
I'm listening.
Our fans, have you heard the Secret Sound before?
No, I haven't.
All right, I'm going to give you a free listen. I tell you, it's impossible. I don't see any way you could win, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. Here's a free listen of Secret Sound number 5. That's tough just on your first listen. So now I'll play it for you again. I will give you 15 seconds. Please do not give us the answer of what the secret sound is until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For $550, here we go.
Caller, name this noise.
Well, there it is. A simple everyday sound. No. Wait until the music. Don't wait for Mike to sing like Hank Hill. It's coming up right now.
A stapler.
Ma'am, good concentration, Mike.
You really, really take direction well.
Okay. Now,
I didn't know that they guessed stapler.
What?
I didn't know that someone already guessed stapler.
No, you see when he said...
Oh, please, sorry.
Remember when Don said you wait till the end of the music
yeah.
for your guess?
Right, well...
You should have known when you didn't know it was on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, it's not a stapler, but remember, everybody, every guess is a clue.
For you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm telling you something about that girl.
And she just hung up.
Right, she hung up.
She got him so she can collect her prize.
Right. She must be gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because definitely girls that are beautiful...
Mm-hmm.
Generally are so stupid.
She hung up.
We're
halfway into giving her the prize. She said, who is this?
Right.
Then she told her explicitly to wait for the end of the music. And then she said, thank you, and hung up.
There she is.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's
marvelous.
She'll call back.
A little excited.
Look at that girl. She'll go back. She'll be one of those people that calls us back in a couple of weeks. He goes, I never got my prize.
Well, join the chorus line of the Doug Girls. It's coming to a theater near you.
All right. I'll give her a damn prize when she calls back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do have some weekend stuff to tell you. And I have to get the missus involved.
Yes.
Because part of the news involves her. Where is she?
Here we go.
There's a ring. Let me call the mobile home right now. There she is. Hello, darling.
I'm chilling the champagne.
Yes, the first thing I have to do is publicly thank you
mm-hmm.
for coming up with that great bet
yeah.
for Dennis Murphy spending the night at one of our homes, and thank God it wasn't us.
Yeah, well, now you can thank me. I was cursing myself.
Yeah, let me thank you, too. Thanks.
Yeah, I wish I had tacked church on the next morning.
Oh, God, now, don't be cruel.
And you know, that on Saturday, the only time I really got mad at Fried about this bet was on Saturday when McGuire was up 2,
mm-hmm.
and she came to me and she said, so McGuire's winning by 2? I said, yeah. She said, so they only have one more game tomorrow? I said, yeah. She said, oh, well, then we win. And I said, no, you're going to jinx it. No. And then she starts asking me questions, and I know everybody that has a wife or a girlfriend can relate to this.
Right.
Oh, you guys. My wife starts asking me these real girl questions about mm-hmm. sports, where she goes, so what's the odds of a guy hitting 2 home runs in the last game? I said, I don't know. What's the odds that a guy hits 3 home runs on his last game? I said, honey, I don't know. Has anybody ever hit 3 home runs in the game before? And I said, Reggie Jackson did it once.
Yeah, there are a few players that have done it.
It was important.
And she starts asking me, well, who's done this? What are the odds of this happening? And then I start getting all the questions. If it's an inside-the-park home run,
right.
does that count the same as a regular home run?
It was just...
Too many questions.
You didn't ask on Monday. I mean, on Sunday I kept it to myself, but after you told me that they both hit 1,
yeah.
so then he would have had to hit 4. Sosa would have had to hit 4 for us to lose. And
I didn't want
to go into what the chances were on that.
Yeah. Honey, when they both hit 1 on Sunday, Sosa would have had to hit 3 for us to lose.
3 right. more, 4 overall in a game, and has that ever been done? Those were the thoughts going through my head that I didn't share with you.
And my wife, the sports fan, went to the Redskins game yesterday.
Right.
The biggest crowd in the history of the new mm-hmm. Redskins stadium is 80,000 people yesterday.
Right.
At one point, the Redskins are losing 21-0, mm-hmm. but they come back.
Incredible comeback.
Yeah. They come back, they score that... 24. They're going up. They take the lead.
Right.
The stadium erupts.
Yeah,
it's
an incredible game.
It is so friggin' loud like it has never been since they had the new stadium. Some guys are trying to walk down the aisle to carry their beers, and
And I get a tap on my shoulder, and I realize that they can't make it through because Frieda is sound asleep. At the Redskins game, in the middle of the game, as they just scored their fourth touchdown, she is sound friggin' asleep.
You really enjoyed it, huh?
Those little catnaps really come in handy at football.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. And plus, I'm going to tell you something else. At the stadium, honey, you're the worst with etiquette when it comes to getting up when people are coming down the aisle with their food and their booze.
Why? What do I do?
Well, because you make guys stand there. A lot of times she would be looking the other way.
Right.
And I would have to tap her on the shoulder. And she'd go, what? And I'd go, there are people there.
And she doesn't notice them.
No.
I'm not really paying attention.
Totally oblivious.
You're just looking, you're looking through the crowd to see what everybody's wearing or
I'm just seeing who I know. And Bart and I play a game where it's a touchdown for each one of us if we spot someone. Bart will play these games with me. If you spot someone that you know, that's a touchdown. So I was like three touchdowns ahead.
You know what another fun game is you might want to play with them? You, do people from Three Mile Island. And you find people in the crowd that look like celebrities. And you say, that's that person. Like, that's Jack Nicholson from Three Mile Island. And
oh, that's
you,
a good idea.
You know, and the Three Mile Island part is like, you know, they've been near a nuclear reactor. So they don't look 100% like the person. But if they're close, and then sometimes it's really funny because they look like an obese version of that person or a super skinny version, and you know, that'll while away the hours when you're bored by the game.
Oh, he's constantly fun to be bored. With.
and me, all I do is I'd be quiet. I'm trying to watch the game.
And then you get a little uptight just because then I ask you what goofy things you're doing, like that faggy hand motion.
All right, hold on, that's not faggy. Listen, at one point, there should have been a penalty on the Carolina Panthers for pass interference. They didn't throw the flag.
Right.
So I went like this, like, pointed his nose. Throw the flag.
That doesn't look like a faggy hand motion.
I would like to, if you just said, what are you doing that for? Pointing your finger.
Now, let me ask you.
I didn't know what in the heck you were doing.
Let me ask, was there a lot of wrist motion in the
hand? Yeah, it was like that. Like, right, I'm just pointing my finger at some wrist. Like, my finger's going down.
Now, just there,
right.
When it went further down, that looked a little effeminate.
Yeah, it was very dangerous.
So she says, what are you doing? And I said, they should have thrown a flag. I'm indicating to the referees they should have thrown a flag. So then, throughout the game, anytime there was a penalty, Frieda would stand up and do this thing with her hand. I said, honey, you don't do it when they threw the flag. You do it when they should have thrown the
flag. And I had to fine-tune it a little bit. And then the last time he got mad at me because I did it when it should have been a penalty against the Redskins.
Now, Frieda, do you drink wine at the games?
No, I just have a cup. The beer helped with the dozing.
She enjoys a fine malt brew.
Ah, very good for her.
So then I had to do the motion of scooping my flag back up. And that was my other motion.
She's so embarrassing to say that.
I can see her doing that. That makes me laugh.
Because, you know, I'm into it, man. I mean,
she's mocking you.
I'm watching the game, and the whole time I'm having to make sure that she lets people come down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And I'm having to defend myself, of course. You know, what with constantly being mocked.
You won't high-five me anymore, because that was really amusing. Oh, we get to high-five each other when they make touchdowns. That's really entertaining. Like we did something.
Because occasionally the guys that sit in our section,
right,
when the Redskins say something good, I high-five them.
You know, sure, you do that at a game.
Guys stand up. She says to me,
it's fun. It's fun, especially if you don't know the person.
She says, why are you doing that? I said, because they scored a touchdown. She
right.
Goes, well, high-five with me then.
Yeah.
I don't want to high-five with you. I want to high-five with the guys that are sitting in this section.
Always wash your hands after you do that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Especially when you're in a stadium.
Absolutely, because there are the dirtiest, scummiest people that
absolutely
go to that stadium.
You know, and it's not like they come down with individual claws and rub every seat. I guess the ushers do that sometimes. They do it at baseball games.
No, right? Not at the Redskins.
Not at football games.
No, absolutely not. Oh, listen, two things I want to talk about with you, honey.
What, boo?
First would be that movie we saw, which was pretty good. We saw American Beauty this weekend.
Kevin Spacey movie. Supposed to be Oscar time for that movie.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but I thought to myself, because that movie was a little weird, I thought, if my husband likes this movie, because it had, you know, not a lot of blood and a little bit, but and very odd, but entertaining, I thought, I'll be very impressed with him.
Ah, and I did like it. I just thought it was a little bit too long.
Right.
But Kevin Spacey is absolutely excellent. And if you're wondering about those young hotties that are in the movie,
yeah,
those girls that look teenage, and I'm sure they're not teenage,
right,
they both take their shirts off in this movie.
Real?
Wow. Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was good. It was weird. Totally weird, man.
Like very odd things. Huh?
Yeah. Kevin Spacey, for being such a great actor, he's almost like Robert De Niro in this respect. Kevin Spacey pretty much only knows one way to act.
Right. He is definitely typecast as the kind of the slick guy.
The guy who's mad, who keeps it all under control all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never raises his voice.
But a little too tightly wound.
Yeah.
An incredible actress.
But it's a good movie.
And Annette Bening was excellent in it, too. And I know you don't like her, but her acting was great in this.
Yeah, I think she's a great actress. I really do.
She's a low-rent Diane Keaton. She's big, like, horse mouth. She's got those big gums happening like John Elway.
I like her better than Diane Keaton, though.
No, she's a much better actress than Diane Keaton.
I agree.
Her looks are different. You don't have to like her looks. You can be lusting after the teenage girls that makes you feel good.
Don't you think she's a little sexier than Diane Keaton?
Oh, no. I do Diane Keaton in a heartbeat before Annette Bening.
Oh, not me. No way.
Annette Bening is only a star because she's married to Warren Beatty.
She was a star before that.
She was no star, honey. She was a bit player.
She had starring roles in movies. She was as much of a star then as she is now.
She played a whore in that one movie. I was just a small role. What's that movie?
Grifters.
Yes, The Grifters.
Oh, she was great in Grifters.
She was all right in that, Mike. I'm just not a big Annette Bening fan.
She doesn't do it for you.
Never have been. But, you know, she's okay in that movie. I'd recommend that movie. And I was amazed because Stoffel recommended it,
right?
Although Stoffel compared it to Terms of Endearment. And I'll tell you that, you know how in Terms of Endearment there are lots of parts in Terms of Endearment where you really laugh your ass off?
Oh, sure, right.
There's really not a lot of those moments in this movie.
That's
American
pretty
Beauty.
Pretty heavy duty.
It was the opposite of Terms of Endearment. It was odd. And Terms of Endearment was normal.
Mm-hmm. I want to go now. I really want to go. We got an agreement between you, your wife, and Stossel. I got to go see this movie.
Yeah, so it's good. The other thing I had to mention.
With my wife here.
Oh, no, two more things, actually.
What?
One was, did I feel stupid on Saturday? We had this kid over at the house, one of Bart's friends. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they went to see the movie Three Kings while Frieda and I went to see American Beauty. And this kid, his name is Daniel. He's a wonderful kid. And we've been on vacation with their family before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was saying to Daniel all day, he was over at the house all day Saturday. And I was playing with the kids, you're taking movies. I must have said to him 10 times, listen, don't forget, tell your mom and dad, we want to go on vacation with you guys again. It was a great vacation. We took the two families out on vacation together. And he went, okay, I'll tell my mom and dad. And I said, don't forget, Daniel, we had a great time on advocate. Tell your mom and dad. So I take him home at the end of the day, and I come back home, and Bart says to me, Dad, Daniel didn't want me to tell you this, but his mom and dad have already decided to go on vacation with another family.
He didn't want to hurt your feelings, is what Bart said.
I know.
How pathetic dad.
I know, how pathetic that is.
Oh, my God.
And then I thought back to every time that I said to him during the day.
Oh, it must have killed the kid.
Because, you know, he's a good kid, and his mom and dad, and one of the few couples that we know.
Sure.
Who we can go socialize with. We have a good time with them. Right,
exactly.
But I must have said to him 20 times, you know, don't forget, tell your mom and dad, check into those rooms. We're ready to go again. He would always say, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
but here's the big news.
Well, now you can go with that family and the other family. The three families.
We weren't invited.
No, you weren't invited.
We're the odd family out, Mike.
Oh, dear. Well, you can always show up. No reason why you can't go to their destination.
Right.
Find out exactly where they're going to be. Make it as awkward as possible for them.
But listen, the big news here, and this is very dangerous news for my wife, that she today was called by account executive Tim McWilliams.
Yes.
From WJFK, my wife has been signed as a commercial spokesperson for some business out there, and she's going to start doing commercials.
There you go. Hey, anything she can help the bottom line with, right?
Yeah. No, this is just my money.
Congratulations.
This will be, you know, like family cash.
Oh, so you're going to use this to spend it on whatever you want.
Well, right.
Like she doesn't use my money already to buy whatever she wants. I do think that's a very dangerous precedent to set.
Nice, good for her.
Well, you don't think I've had to
Say that. I didn't like your reaction to stuff. I think it's, you know, it's good. It's terrific.
Well, I felt very oogie when I had to say to Tim, that's great, thanks, I'll run it by my husband.
No, I told you, it's fine with me.
All right.
It's fine with me.
Okay, because I really felt like Lucy when I had to ask you if it was okay. But, you know, because it's your turf.
I know. I've got no problem sharing a little piece of my turf with you.
There you go.
Enjoy. Do you know who the commercials are for?
He hasn't sold it yet, so I'll wait and see.
All right,
honey. Well, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Bill.
I'm proud of you.
All right. And I love you, and I'm glad that we don't have to have Dennis over.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad about that.
No, not me.
I'm so happy about that.
I'm the opposite. I'm very happy. I am
happy,
privileged.
Mike.
I am lucky. And, boy, you two are really missing out on a hell of a Saturday night.
Hey, honey, can we watch Leah tonight, please?
What do you bar yourself in your room every Monday night and watch her anyway?
No, I didn't last Monday night. Last Monday night, sat at the table, had dinner with you and the boy.
Oh, right, because I made a late dinner, and I didn't even think you had to run after. You only got to watch half of Leah.
I know. So can we watch it tonight, please?
All right, sugar baby.
Okay, all right. Okay, love you.
All right, I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Sit down with my wife, watch my girlfriend on TV tonight.
Watch the show that you and I are going to be starring in.
Next Friday.
That's right.
Oh, and Leah will be calling us tomorrow.
Good.
Not only to find out what her ratings are tonight for her show, King of Queens, at 8 o'clock on CBS.
Right.
But she's going to call us tomorrow from the green room of the David Letterman show, because she's taping Letterman tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
And she's very nervous. She told us when we saw her out in California that she was nervous about going on Letterman because she's
right.
afraid that he's going to be mean to her.
Yeah, we're going to watch that Letterman, make sure that he's very nice to her.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That'll be fun.
Did you see Kevin on the Regis show today?
No, I did not. I didn't get a chance to see him.
I wish I could tell you that I stayed with it.
Really?
But I did. I mean, I saw them say Kevin James, and I turned it on. It was that manager of the Yankees.
Joe Torre?
Joe Torre?
What's Joe Torre doing on?
He was the first guest.
Really?
Right, he's,
oh, that's so Regis.
He wrote Joe Torre. He wrote a book like My Brother Died of Cancer and I Won the World Series or something like that.
Oh, God.
So they had him on first. They said, coming up soon, Kevin James.
Oh, they should have led with Kevin. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I just decided to screw that.
Oh, man. I get that show. That show
wants to be a millionaire. And, you know, he was on ESPN today.
Yeah, because he's so darn hot.
When I was watching the Plays of the Week, they said, and now let's go to our guest, Regis Philbin.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
And it said that they taped on the set of the Regis and Kathy Zee show. And it's so obvious that Regis is reading off giant cue cards.
Right,
you can
right.
see his little beady eyes move.
His eyes moving.
Are you ready for the Plays of the Week? Who wants to be the Play of the Week?
You know, like, he has this, they've been pumping him full of this, and he thinks now it's an American institution.
Right.
It wasn't on that long, okay?
Did you read the article in the magazine over the weekend, in the thing that came in the newspaper with Regis, that he's pissed? Because CBS has announced they're going to be making the $64,000 question.
Right.
NBC has announced they're going to be bringing back the quiz show 21.
Right.
Regis is pissed.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he started this all.
Mm-hmm. Regis.
Hey, that's my territory.
That's my territory. No one can come in to make it bigger and better. Especially if they're going to hire a really good host. A real professional game show host like Peter Tamarkin.
Millionaire will be back in November, Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Really. Because who wants to be a millionaire? He's got to shorten it to make it, you know, that American right. institution that it's become.
And then he's trying to get into plugs for his TV show.
Right.
She's trying to get into plugs for her Broadway show.
And then now, is that this week that she does this?
I think it starts this week where she fills in for Carol Burnett one day a week.
This is going to be. This is really going to be when she really gets savage. Because they're going to, you know, they'll reprint all the bad reviews.
Right.
They're going to do that in all the other papers. And you're going to read, you know, this is the real talent of Kathy Lee.
She pulls out pictures. She was having a photo shoot done this weekend.
Right.
Kathy C.
For the playbill.
For the show, for her album of songs that she's written herself, that she's going to be printing the CDs herself and selling them like on mail order. So she's on national, the bitch is on national TV.
Right.
And she's pulling out these pictures. She goes, okay, here's one of me. This is my glam shot.
Mm-hmm.
Here's me. This is my thinking shot.
So showing pictures of herself.
Of herself,
man.
Like, really,
even for somebody who's on national television,
and
just imagine that level of egotism.
Not goofy pictures.
Right.
They're publicity pictures.
Yeah, right. So she's on television. I mean, the camera is on her.
And she's showing pictures of herself.
It's not enough. It's not enough for her. She's got to show the photos
right.
of herself. There's something really wrong with her.
And then the last picture is a picture taken in her home.
Right.
Where she's in the bathtub.
Oh, God.
And her daughter's there. And it's a big bubble bath. And her daughter's turned around. Her daughter has her ass facing the camera. And she holds that up and she goes, here's Cass. This someday will be in Playboy. And then she waits
a
second.
The weird part of Kathy Lee,
weird.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine that.
She waits a second because the audience does not immediately break into applause like she's used to.
Right.
So there's like
yeah, because the audience is a little creeped out
at
that.
Yeah, like, you know, why are we looking at these pictures of you to begin with? And why is there a picture of you in the bathtub and your daughter in the bathtub? Why are you seeing your daughter's butt?
Yeah. Why do we have to see that? And why do you have this incredible desire to show that? Mm-hmm. What is your problem,
right.
lady?
Now, what I'd like to see is a picture of Gift's ass. That's an ass I'd like to see.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like
that's
a roadmap.
Yeah. Looks like a prune.
A prune with roadmaps on it. You know, all these blue veins, broken capillaries from GIF, you know. But still, even in his advanced age, several pimples.
Hey, Kathy. Kathy, take a picture of my ass right now. Kathy.
Here it is coming out of the bubble bath.
Kathy, I'm going to take off my 1920s bathing suit now.
You won't be able to show that on the show if you steal the beanbag. Don't show the beanbag, please.
Show my butt. Hey, Kathy. Kathy, take a look at these. Wow.
Look at that bruise. Look at my bruising. My serious, uncontrolled bruising. Right out of the tub. Right out of the tub with all sorts of the gray water in it.
You know, I hate that show, but God damn it. I watch it every day.
I mean, you got to have somebody.
I'm the most faithful viewer that show has.
You have to have somebody to hate, you know. And that's
she's the one.
I tell you, she is the one. That is amazing. I mean, just I still can't get over the concept of her showing pictures of herself, publicity photos of herself.
And like some photos that were supposed to be obviously, like, in a sexy light where she's contemplating and they have the mood lighting and all that
stuff. And you know that she showed them because she just thought they looked so damn good.
Right, because she's so hot.
Unbelievable.
So absolutely hot.
I can't wait. I really look forward. I hope the Broadway show starts this week because that's going to be when the New York critics, the theater critics, get hold of her. And they're the, you know, they're like the Tom Shales times 20 if they don't like something.
And then maybe she'll sing that stupid song that she wrote again. Remember? It's
so important. I wrote a song about me.
You know who's awful on the Sunday morning show, on the football show?
Who's that?
I watched them all this week because I normally don't get a chance to watch them because I'm at the stadium doing the Redskins, but the Redskins had a late game. So I got to watch the Fox show.
Right.
Which was okay, except, you know that guy Jimmy Kimmel? That guy that was on Ben Stein's Money?
Yeah.
Do you know that he's on the Fox show every week?
What does he do? What does he do?
Like, does a goofy pick the game segment.
Nice guy. Very nice guy.
Yeah, but totally out of place on that show, I think.
Doesn't work?
No, and then I watched the CBS show for a couple of minutes.
Jim Nance, Randy Cross.
Our friend Glanville.
Jerry Glanville.
You want to talk about, and I don't even know who the fourth guy is, one of those guys with big head, big teeth.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of looks like Chris Collinsworth, but he's not, you know?
Four guys they have absolutely no chemistry at all.
No,
the guys on CBS.
No, and you know, Randy Cross, really, when you put him on that set, it's even worse than when he was an analyst in the booth because you really see him with that look that always says,
yeah, he has that, weird, I think I'm a good-looking guy smile.
Yeah, here's the way. And you know when they finish their little sentence, it's like a little grade school child, you know, going, aren't I smart? You know, that look, that self-satisfied look, and it's just like, look at how smart I am.
Oh, listen to what Rudy wrote this column today in USA Today.
He has a cot inside of Randy Cross's cheeks.
Give CBS's revamped NFL Today the most improved award as Randy Cross, Jerry Glanville, Craig James, that's the other guy.
Right.
And Jim Nance have become the strongest competition in several years for Fox NFL Sunday.
What, Rudy?
Impossible.
Randy Cross, Rudy must just like going out to dinner with Randy Cross.
So then I watched the ESPN show. Because it's funny when Chris Berman really gets going, because Chris Berman is one steak away from a heart attack. Really, he is. And he gets going at some point.
You can really just hear him going.
He had this one big lock of hair that was coming down over the right side of his face.
Due to the perspiration factor.
Yeah, sweating a lot. And you know what I noticed they've added on that show is that guy, Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, Marty, the old coach of Kansas City, right?
Yeah, in Cleveland. He's awful. And he was a guy, if you've ever seen NFL films, his whole thing was he's into these big cliches before the game. Men, it's a ladder. We'll go one rung at a time. You rely on your buddy. We'll get to the top and we'll win. That's what he's like on this show.
Oh, no, I'm fired.
They throw it over to him and they go, Coach. I love it when they call these old guys coach.
Right,
you know.
Sure.
Not a coach anymore. Coach, what's your take on this? Okay, my take on this is 40 guys together. You got to rely on your friend. If he doesn't make a play, then this guy makes a play. Then let's go out there and do it.
Jive. Really the most overanalyzed television sport in the world, too. I mean, with all the guys, you know. I mean, how many hours, really, the total time commitment as far as if you want to watch analysis of football.
Starts at 9 o'clock on Sunday
9 o'clock
morning.
In the morning, and then you go straight through the game time with guys talking with their hands.
And they've all got four or five guys sitting at a table. Now.
Then there's some trainer that trains these guys and says, when you're making a point, be sure you use your big hands. And if you want a Super Bowl, put the ring here and then really flash the ring when you talk. If you notice, they all hold. And the distance between their hands is about the size of what a football would be. And they go, this is the point I want to make. Right here. Okay, ready. Terry,
You know?
I think they got that from Madden. I think Madden does that naturally.
Yeah, maybe they use
and
that.
And the rest
now.
Of them all.
Right.
Come on, you're right about the hands.
In X-Jock 101, they teach that.
And then I saw this other show on Fox that was the worst show, worse than any of them. It had Chris Myers, who used to be on ESPN. He's the host,
right?
Okay. And it has Marv Levy.
Oh, the old coach of the Buffalo Bills.
That 75-year-old guy.
How you doing? Yes, right.
And Chris Spielman, who had to retire because of concussions.
Right.
And who apparently has never been on the TV before.
This is really exciting with Ray Lace and everything like that. I wish, you know, it helps my double vision. It helps my double vision quite a bit, being a big tree from Ray D.
That's awful. Just awful. Well, I realize I'm not missing much, but I watched them all. I watched them all, and then during the game yesterday, during the early games, I got so mad at Mark Brunell.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I turned to Broyhill, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to release Mark Brunell this right. I'm just going to release him. And Broyhill said, don't release him, because the day you release him is the day he throws for 300 yards.
Right.
But how can you have a goddamn quarterback in the goddamn NFL who throws for 85 yards in a game?
I'll trade you Troy Aikman for him straight up.
Oh, you, are you serious?
I don't think about it, but I want to. You got
consult?
No,
no, no, no! I'm not going to think
I'll
about
consult.
It.
I want to consult. Now we had a trade before where you let me think about it. Let me talk about it. I'm 1-3. You're 0-4. I'm 1-3. We both have suck records. Let me consult, because I still think that there's that chance. He's got great receivers.
What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that you just got really way too excited and you tipped your hand and I gotta wait now. If you'd been more subtle about it, if you'd thought about it and played the game.
No deal then, Mike. No deal.
Okay, very good.
No deal.
That's not gonna work either.
No deal. So you'll come to me later and I'll tell you no deal.
Okay, that's
no
fine.
Deal.
That is
no
fine.
Deal.
That's not working either. Now I'm even more sure that I made the wrong you really were. You started drooling.
It's what you did there, Poker Mark. Mark Brunell is a walking piece of feces.
Well, you know,
I wouldn't wish him on you. I wouldn't wish him on JP. I wouldn't wish him on Cakes, on anybody.
Everyone on my roster right now. Everyone on my roster is fair game. I will entertain all offers. I'm
me too.
Of a total revamping of my squad.
Me too. Our prices are insane.
And you know, the boys from Tech Radio that we made fun of, like
I know.
We all made more fun of them than. Remember how long they took making their decision?
They're the big winners this week. They had 124 points.
Incredible week for them.
Oh, they killed us.
It's one of those years in the NFL where, I mean, really, every week anything can happen. I still think Mark Brunell will. Who is your backup quarterback?
Charlie Batch. And Rick Meyer. And you want to know how desperate
Didn't Rick Meyer have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, but I started Brunell.
I know. I was just
I'm a moron.
Meyer would have gotten you more points.
Yeah,
right?
Of course he would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm so desperate. I'm actually thinking about picking up Trent Dilfer.
Really?
That's how desperate I am.
Well, they had a suck day, too.
He threw for 300 yards yesterday.
Well, I guess that's why Mike Alstott had a goose egg for me.
Right.
I hate it.
I hate Mark Brunell. I just want to know that I hate that. I'm going to make another package for him this week, and I'm going to send him a bunch of devil stuff this week. Because last week I sent him all that Jesus stuff, and you see what good that did.
Jacksonville won, though, right?
Yeah, but Brunell threw for 85 yards. I want to go on record. I'm glad I just remembered to talk about this. I'd like to let all of you God-fearing Americans know that Jesus let me down this weekend. I rolled the dice for the J-Man this weekend. I sent all those gifts to Mark Brunell, and I put my faith in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Jesus gave it to me, man.
I think it'd be tough for him to respond to that, though, with a victory under his belt, to respond to the fact that he let you down personally.
He can't be happy.
When you send him the chicken bones and things like that.
Shrunken head.
Tied together. All the little hanging mobiles from the Blair Witch Project.
Hey, Rob, I'm very serious. That's an excellent idea, Mike. Robbie?
Yes.
Give me a bunch of chicken bones.
All right.
I'm serious. I want to send those all out to Mark Brunell. Overnight mail to him.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Go to one of those weird stores in Northwest and get me a shrunken head. And get me some voodoo stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh,
boy. All the dear Mark, this might help.
Listen, all I know is that he has screwed me 4 weeks in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many points I got from Mark?
Close. At least the last year. I was in some games last year.
I got to say, I got it worse. I got beaten by my son yesterday in fantasy football.
Oh.
And if you don't think that's a tough one to take,
well,
all day, that's all I'm hearing about. Hey, Dad, Brunell stinks. Bledsoe threw for 389 yards today.
Did you put a lot of time into it this year, though?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and I'm 0-4.
See, I didn't put any time into it. And, you know, even last year, because it was the debut year and I at least wanted to know what I was doing, I put time into it. This year, I didn't put any time. Everybody was handing me the lists and stuff like that, and I just kind of wung it.
No, don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, well.
Me feel bad. I put time into it. I think I know what I'm doing.
Me feel bad.
Me feel very bad, Mike. Me feel awful.
Yeah, you don't feel as bad as I do, though. Remember that. See, I'll cheer you up again, okay? Remember.
Oh, that's right, Dennis.
Take a look. Yeah. You start feeling bad, take a look to your right. Look to your right, okay? Can I see that just for a second? I'm not going to do anything to it that would be mad.
Our home run race plaque?
Not at all. I'm not going to do anything that would be bad.
What are you going to do? Don't break it.
I didn't break it.
Sammy Sosa.
Thank you. Isn't life great? You lost.
All right, there.
Mike, why do our favorite athletes constantly let us down?
I don't know, Don. I don't know. I mean, that's the great mystery. That's the great mystery. And, you know, you're right about my beloved Boston Red Sox that although they have made the postseason, you know what the feeling is.
They're going to lose to Cleveland.
On one side is the feeling of joy. Hey, we're in the postseason. And on that other is not that they're going to lose. That is a foregone conclusion. I hope not. I hope and pray. I always have to qualify that. Just in case they do anything special, I want to qualify it by saying, I hope they win. And I really, nobody hopes that they win more than I do.
Of course.
But it's not that I think they're going to lose. Is that they're going to lose in such a way as to make it one of the most emotionally draining things in the world. The kind of thing that makes grown men cry. That's what I'm worried about.
You know what's the piss? I'm not even a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to go off on this for a second. I don't think it's right that a sucky team like the New York Mets,
mm-hmm.
who lost like 10 games in a row at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
they're probably going to make the playoffs. They have a playoff game tonight.
Yeah, you know they're going to be
against Cincinnati. Yeah, and they're going to win, and they're going to make the playoffs.
They're going to win because they're the Mets. Right. The Mets always win. The New York teams always win.
Yeah, I just hate that. I mean, I can stand the Yankees being good mm-hmm. or the Mets being good.
Yeah, but both.
I don't like them both being good.
Right.
Oh, the potential of the Subway Series is great here. We really hope there's a Subway Series.
Screw that.
New York is the greatest sports town in the world.
And, you know, they won it just like New York teams always win. No winning ugly there. Nice pass ball from the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher. You know, nice guy, game on the line. Let's see, what am I going to do?
I think I'll throw it 4 feet in front of the plate.
That's how the Mets won the game on a wild pitch, like in the 11th inning.
Yeah, so Mike Piazza can look up and say, oh, man, I didn't even have to come up to the plate. Unbelievable.
Do you hate Mike Piazza like I hate him?
Yeah, because he's now that he's gotten all that New York thing happening, I hate him.
You know what I saw? One more second. We have to break. I saw one of the hilarious sports thing yesterday. Did you see the highlights of NASCAR?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They ran in a race. Jeff Gordon won. Surprise.
Right. Yeah, shocker.
And during this race, you know how they bump each other all the time?
Oh, sure. It's dangerous. I mean, you can kill a guy doing it.
So they go in the camera of the cars, right? And they're in the camera of the Home Depot car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming around the first turn, and he bumps this guy.
Right.
And then they go to the next turn, and he bumps this guy again. They go to the third turn. He bumps this guy again. Well, on the next turn, the guy who's been bumped, he pulls behind this guy and does a little maneuver, turns his wheels all of a sudden, so there's the guy in the Home Depot car,
yeah.
He spins out, and his car crashes against the wall.
Wow.
So now they got the caution out now, so they'll have to drive slow around the track while they clean this guy's car up. This guy waits for the guy who ran him into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy comes by 20 miles an hour, the Home Depot driver, he runs over to the other guy's car and jumps in the passenger side.
Takes the wings
and
out.
Starts trying to pound more.
And that happens all the time.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's great to watch. I mean, that's, you know what?
It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
You know, you're not just talking about winning a race here. I mean, you know, if you hit a guy and, you know, he hits the wall at the wrong angle, he turns into a little piece of hamburger.
Right.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Don't you think the best thing that ever happened to NASCAR was the cameras inside of those cars?
Absolutely.
It makes a big difference.
And they show this guy, he's just standing in the middle of the racetrack, and these cars are going by him, and the announcers are going, I don't know what he's doing out there. Hold on, wait. He's running up to the number 21 car. Wait, he's going inside. And then the guy in the car speeds up and for 2 seconds actually starts to drag the guy along until the guy lets go.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was just the best. It was the best sports moment of the weekend.
Tempers flare at that high speed stuff.
Without a doubt, it was great. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about Tony Stewart.
Oh, is that the driver?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I love that.
Yep. Except Don's got it wrong a little bit anyway.
So. Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
I believe I had the gist of the story correct.
Yeah, one guy hit another guy.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Wow. I didn't believe I just got through. All I'm calling for is to find out what station you guys are on in Seattle.
KRKO.
Okay, do we know what number that is?
They're number one.
Number one because we're on there.
Number one on KRKO Seattle.
So tune us in for a fine afternoon of entertainment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Somebody panicked, people.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you are right now. Hello.
Hey, Don, you got the story with Tony Stewart all wrong, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Can we stop for 1 second to think really how little I care about those details? But is it not true that one guy hit another guy and that guy then jumped into the other guy's car?
Yeah, but it was...
Okay.
Pushed Tony Stewart into the wall.
Okay, I don't care.
He was mad.
Okay, listen.
It was an accident to begin with.
I don't care about that crap. Did one guy push another guy into the wall?
Yeah, because he was mad.
Right. Did the guy then jump into the other guy's car?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the story.
But you're still wrong.
Well, how am I wrong?
Because he didn't do it just to hit him and just to push him. Tony Stewart was mad because it was an accident the first time, and then
How do you know this, genius? Were you in the car with these guys?
Because he said it in the interview afterwards.
Oh, I never watched NASCAR guys being interviewed.
One guy bumped another guy. One guy got into an accident. The guy that got into the accident was driving away after the accident, or was the guy that...
The guy whose car ran into the wall, he then...
Jumped out.
Jumped into the car of the guy that made him go into the wall.
I gotcha. All right.
Right. And the guy that put him into the wall did it on purpose.
Sir, understand, though. Even if some of those facts are incorrect.
What you're saying, point of dispute here is the initial contact was an accident.
That's correct.
But
it didn't look like an accident to me when I saw it.
That's also what the driver's going to say.
Right.
I should say. And especially if it's a post-race interview, the driver's always going to say, but you know something, those guys know exactly what they're doing out there. Mm-hmm. So do you believe that he was telling the truth when he said he bumped him by accident?
Of course. 100%.
Okay. 100%. You must be a fan of that driver.
Thank you.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not a fan of that driver.
But listen, hold on, sir. I'm not a real NASCAR fan. But did one guy hit the wall and then jump into the other guy's car because he was pissed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened was, whether it was an accident or not, the guy that was being bumped thought that it was not an accident, and that's why he ran him into the wall. And then the guy that got run into the wall jumped out and tried to hit the guy. That was it.
That's it. Is that it?
Touché.
All right, touché. Thank you. Thank you. I'm dueling with rednecks here. Please.
They're serious about their racing.
I know they are.
They're very serious.
I just thought it was a goofy moment. That's all. It's funny.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's the end result that was interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Christ, I can't be perfect every day.
I understand that.
Hello, sir.
It's goddamn you try.
Hello.
It's an every day.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry, we don't have time to wait. Hello, Don and Mike.
I guarantee you it was a NASCAR call.
Hello.
It is another NASCAR call.
Okay.
The guy spun him out twice, and then when he cut him off the third time, he turned and put him into the wall. Then he said he threw his gloves into the car and started throwing punches when he jumped into the car.
Listen, I really could give a rat's ass about all these details. All I know is that one guy ran another guy into the wall. The guy jumped into the car. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. The first time I've ever laughed at a NASCAR.
I would like to tell everybody that NASCAR is not mentioned frequently on this program. And I would like to tell all of you people that are calling about this now that if you want NASCAR to be mentioned again, just stop it.
Behave.
Get off my butt. Dennis Murphy's going where?
Dennis Murphy's going to my class. Hello.
Right.
Not on my show.
Yeah, I wish I had some crickets.
God.
Hey, listen,
was this NASCAR that did this?
I guess.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method.
Oh, of course.
If you know the number, please dial it direct.
We don't. We wouldn't be doing that if we knew the number.
Damn it.
Send some crickets.
Rob, give me my goodies headache powder. I'm getting a NASCAR
powders,
headache.
Powders, Don. Not powder. Powders.
Oh, powders.
Goodies headache powders.
Plural. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Isn't NASCAR stupid?
Yes, NASCAR is very stupid.
Exactly. They go round and round in circles for what?
To see who can get to the end of the circles the fastest.
So why talk about NASCAR?
Because the guy got in a fight and it was funny to watch.
Well,
really?
Really, the reason is this, sir. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. You get that?
Are you eating something?
No.
You have something in your mouth, breathing mouth.
I think it's his tongue.
Are you chewing on your tongue?
No.
There we go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are the best. You guys kick ass. And that's why I beat off for 4 hours every day. Woo!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey, whatever happened with your brother and your mom?
Yeah.
Listen, I wish my brother would call the show. My brother called me Saturday night.
Right?
Yeah.
I talked to him on Saturday night, and I said, call me Sunday night. He called me last night. I said, great. Now, call the show tomorrow.
Well, he could call
today.
He's got plenty of time to call.
He might call. I've given him the number, sir.
Okay, I hope he does, because I'm really curious.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
If you get upset about that, don't call back and say, Dennis is staying at Mike's house.
Hello, not in my show.
Hello.
He's
got plenty of time to call.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Yes, the radio is turned up way too loud.
Okay, but I still like to really hear it.
No, you can't do that and talk to us on the phone because of our delay. It'll confuse everyone.
All right? Is it a boy or a girl?
Well, and it definitely would probably confuse a lot of your listeners because we are, you know, in South Carolina and North Carolina. You know, there's
quite a girl.
It's a girl right now.
Are you our rednecks?
Are you a girl?
100%.
100%. Okay. All right. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say that I like your show a lot.
We thank you.
And don't beat up on NASCAR too much, though, because they make quite a bit of money, you know.
Well, they don't make any money for me, honey.
That's really a little overstating it.
But a wealthy jack-off, man.
Yeah, a wealthy jack.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, my God.
All for people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, God. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Dennis.
I knew he'd call.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, old friend.
Why are you treating me like a plague?
What's that, Dennis?
Why are you treating him like the plague?
Why are you treating him like the plague? Dennis, Mike has treated you like anything except the plague.
Dennis, I have not treated you like the plague. Hey, Dennis, can I tell you something right now?
Yes.
It's real important that we get off on the right foot here.
Okay. Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I want you boys to have this discussion after the commercials.
Okay, Dennis.
Okay?
And Dennis, during the commercials, will you think about what I just said?
I'm going to think about what you just said.
Very good, because, I mean, I want this, just as you do, to be as pleasant as possible. And Dennis, because I'd like to enlighten you, if things do not go well, I'm going to enlighten you as to the garage clause.
All right, hold on, Dennis. Okay? All right, hold on, please, Dennis.
Okay.
Hold on.
I was taking my headphones off.
Hold on, yeah, we got to go to break first.
Fighting the urge to flee.
We will be back with more right after this.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They are the blood and the pus in the comedy bit. Don and Mike.
All right, let's talk to Dennis.
Yes, let's.
I want to make sure we listen to the tapes of Rob A. Spiewak doing the introductions.
Oh, I want to hear that.
At the Redskins-Panthers game this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You should have seen the script the guy at the stadium guy was working on.
Right.
Where they had pronunciations on Rob's name. Speewack.
Three E's, Whack.
Oh, Spiewak.
Whack.
And it was amazing. They had the whole pregame down to like 15-second increments. It's so masterfully done. You will not only hear Rob introduce the Panthers and the Redskins.
Right.
You will hear Rob introduce Ronald McDonald.
Yes. All right.
And you will hear Rob when he comes on the field to do the kick a field goal and win a prize thing.
Yes. And you'll also hear roaring nothingness from the crowd when I come out. It's amazing. You'll love it.
I'll tell you, the funniest thing of all, though, is at one point, we're doing the pregame show up in the press box.
Right.
And Broyhill taps me on the shoulder, right in the middle. We're on the air. And he says, look, look. I go, what's going on here? He goes, look. And he points at the big jumbotron.
There's his face.
And there's Rob's giant head and his little teeny weeny ball cap on top of his head.
Oh, that's great.
Rob actually was on the screen for about 3 minutes yesterday.
There you go, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, I know you were looking forward to it.
We'll hear those tapes momentarily. Here now is Dennis P. Murphy, major effing star.
All right, Dennis, I have a question.
Come in, Mike.
All right, what is this plague comment? What are you talking about?
It's like you want me in and out.
Well, that's the bet. That's the bet.
Dennis,
Dennis,
listen to me for a minute. If I had lost the bet,
yeah,
I would also want you in and out of my house. But
hey, same here. In and out. In at 8, out at 8.
Okay.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Do you understand that, Dennis?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
But it's an
a penguin to your house, Mike.
Dennis, you're already in that mode, and I'm serious here. You're already in that effing me mode, and I want you to get out of that mode because that's not the way we're going to play this. Do you understand me? I want to make that very, very clear.
Okay,
hold on. This is important for me to tell Dennis.
Boys, we have a whole week to go till
Dennis,
this happens.
Let me tell you right now. I want you to have a pleasant evening. But I just don't want it to be this way. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Okay,
well,
good.
I will be a Mr. Cartoon. I will be Happy Cartoon.
We're going to have a good time. I'm going to make you a nice turkey dinner.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And it'll be pleasant. But you can understand that the rules that we set with the bet are 8 o'clock pickup, at a predetermined location.
At 8 o'clock, bye-bye.
Yeah, and the 8 o'clock bye-bye is very, very sharp.
And Dennis, listen, don't be offended, because of the same rules that I would use if I lost, and
that's the same rules
that Buzz would use if Buzz lost.
That's right.
Okay. But are you going to give me a bubble bath in the morning?
No, Dennis, you will not get a bubble bath. I don't think you'll have time. Because I think we're going to have a lot of evening on Saturday night, Dennis. We're going to have a lot of fun. Probably watching the baseball game together.
Watching the Red Sox News for the umpteenth time.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't, but who knows? Hey, no, I was just about to say something.
No.
Man, I got to stop myself. Red Sox win, I was going to say, hey, Dennis, you're good luck. No.
Might have invited you back.
That's right. No, we won't be doing that. No, I don't think so. I think we'll have a nice time, Dennis.
Well, I can have a good time, Mike.
That's
right. Don't worry. Oh, I couldn't eat more before. She's a very nice lady.
Oh, good. Okay, so you have met my wife before.
Yeah, she saw me in dreadlocks, but she met me.
She saw you in dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Why were you wearing dreadlocks, Dennis?
I don't know. At Secret one time in Ocean City.
Okay. Oh, all right. Very, very good. Well, it's going to be just... I've described it to all of my friends here as a little slice of heaven.
It will be a great slice of heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I hope you like turkey.
Oh, well, I prefer steak, but if you want to cook turkey, that's fine.
Absolutely, Dennis. And for you, only the finest. And what? Are you a white or a red drinker?
Red wine.
Red wine?
Red wine.
I've got lots of red wine. Shocker, in my house, yes.
And Dennis, what is your normal bedtime on a normal school day? What's your bedtime?
Probably 12:30.
Okay, it's going to be just a little earlier on Saturday night.
How early?
No, it depends, Dennis. Really, we'll watch the game. We're going to watch the game.
Okay.
If there's a playoff game, we'll watch the game. If it goes extra innings, it could be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock
in the
morning.
We'll play by ear. That's what you said.
But, and will you do me the favor, the courtesy of rooting for the Red Sox?
I will, but don't get your hopes up.
I won't, but I'd like to hear your high-pitched squeal if the Red Sox do something wrong.
And I would love to be in the room. Well, I'll be able to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
When the Red Sox lose.
Right.
When you face that reality, and then you look to your left, and you notice you just shared that low moment with Dennis P. Murphy.
That'd be a great tape.
That'll be like, go to bed, Dennis.
I'm looking like a lost again.
And Dennis, for breakfast, and so the menu really is up to you. I think turkey, that sounds good to you. You know, I'll give you the choice, turkey or some nice steaks.
I'd like to have steak, please.
All right, then I'll get you steak, and then in the morning, would you like eggs or pancakes?
French toast.
French toast is easy. In fact, French toast is my first choice.
Yeah, I don't want to jump in here, but why don't you make them your hats and tails?
Eggs and hats and coats?
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, do you like eggs?
Oh, yeah, I like eggs, but French toast is my preference, but if you want to cook the eggs over easy, that's fine.
Okay, I'll make you eggs and hats and coats.
Oh, no problem.
And maybe, you know what? I'll make you an egg, a hat, and a coat, and some French toast.
Wow.
You don't have to go all out for
Dennis,
me.
For you, because I'm going to want you to have a nice, wonderful breakfast, because then I'm going to want you to leave no later than 8 a.m.
Well, that's going to be up to you, because you're going to have to drive Dennis back.
Right.
Back to the location.
It's a good idea. If I could drive there, then you don't have to drive me back to my car.
Okay, we'll talk about
that. Well, now, are you going to make Dennis wear a blindfold, or are you going to go with the bag over his head?
I'm driving.
Do you know, under the guise that Dennis does everything we tell him to do, I think if Dennis understands the rules, Dennis can come to my house.
Yeah.
Dennis can drive.
Actually, let him know where you live?
Yeah, Dennis can drive to my house. Absolutely.
Wow. You're a bigger man than me, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
You live way down there. Dennis? What?
You know, see, this is part of the stuff we're going to have a nice chat about.
What?
See, we're not going to talk about that, are we?
That you live in...
I live in a nice house.
I know you live in live in a mansion. I know that.
No, and a house in Hooterville.
Okay, in Hooterville.
Okay.
That's called Junction.
That's right. So that's really one of the only rules for you, Dennis. But I'll tell you, you know, actually, now that I thought that because of just what he just said, I've changed my mind. And I have that prerogative of changing my mind.
Of course you do.
Dennis, I will meet you at a predetermined location.
Right.
Mike, that is what I would do.
Yeah.
I
swear to God,
that's exactly what I would do.
You can come call it off. Okay, whatever you want, Mike.
I'm doing that, Dennis, because I just think that's the right thing to do.
And then that gets me back.
Whatever you think is best.
That gets me back to my original question. Will you blindfold him or put a bag over his head as you drive up to your house?
I'm willing to take suggestions. I think the blindfold is
more humane.
Yeah, I think, you know what?
I think the bag would be funny, though.
Well, let's make a compromise. A blindfold and a bag. Good idea.
Yeah, wait, you know, do they have those kind of things?
Do they sell executioner's hoods around
here? Yeah. Ski mask and put it on backwards. But you know
what that's going to result in? By the time when he walks in the front door, it's going to be a sweat parade.
Yeah, well, he's already pretty sweaty. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to get?
Have you thought about just putting him in your trunk?
that's a wonderful idea.
Dennis, listen, I'm serious. How would you feel about riding to Mike's house in his trunk?
I don't want to put him in my trunk.
Hey, I've done it before.
I don't want to put him in my trunk. You know what I'm going to get him?
What?
Buzz, don't you have these things, from your eye surgeries or whatever? You know the kind of things you get on an airplane?
I'll lend you the mask.
We
have some up in our office right now.
Excellent. That's what the record company sent us, though. Okay.
I wore one of those before, so don't worry.
And Dennis, even though I'm going to have to drive you, that'll add about 2 hours and a half to the stay.
No. We can make it meet you at the Washington Monument.
I'm in Philadelphia.
No, I was good yesterday.
It'll still be leaving my house. Will still be.
Dennis, what was that?
Excuse me.
The perfect guest.
Here he is.
Jesus.
Enjoy, Mike.
Dennis, what I'll do is, you're still 8 o'clock, an 8 o'clock departure from the house itself. I won't count the time that I pick you up and the time that I drop you off. It'll be...
That's bonus time.
That's bonus time. You're getting bonus time.
Whatever you think is best is fine with me. I don't care.
That's right. And Dennis...
What?
You know, people that are coming to stay over, normally a housewarming gift is an appropriate thing to bring along.
I'll bring you two, my t-shirt.
No, Dennis, I want a real housewarming gift.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you like?
Well, Dennis, you know, you've proven to me in the past that you're quite the gift giver.
Mm-hmm. You want a red rose?
A red rose, yes, that'd be lovely.
Dennis, what you would bring to anyone's house as a gift if you were going to spend the night?
Why don't you think about it, Dennis? It might not be something you want to come up with right away.
Okay, I'll think of it. So you want something that's glad looking, don't
you? No, I don't. No, I just think that... Dennis,
maybe
don't worry about it.
You know, maybe a nice handmade gift, Dennis. You know, those are always the nicest gift, a handmade gift.
That he makes by hand?
Yeah. And I mean by hand, not hands. I mean
right,
a handmade gift.
Okay, I'll think of something.
Dennis, steak is on the menu now because that's actually easier than the turkey. And for the vegetable, what would you like?
Can I have mashed potatoes?
My wife makes fantastic mashed potatoes.
Oh, man, I love being loved.
Okay, don't push it, please.
Oh, no. Let me ask you very quickly about your weekend. Did you dress up in drag on Saturday night?
Oh, man, did I dress up in drag, yes. And I had 10 pounds of makeup on my face.
So how did it go at the gay drag bingo party?
It went well. I was dressed in a Carol Channing wig plus 10 pounds of makeup on my face, and I was wearing pantyhose.
How did you get along with all the homos?
I got along with everybody just fine. The good people.
You always do, Dennis. And what about your event Sunday when you went up to New Jersey to be in the ESPN firefighting challenge?
I was the last one to do the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do the whole challenge. I did the specific part of the challenge.
Are you going to be on TV?
The likelihood of me being on television is probably 1%.
Why that?
But I spoke with the ESPN guy after I did the event, and he will send me a copy of the video.
I can't believe they wouldn't put your beautiful face on ESPN.
Actually, it was a show, me trying to go up the stairs with a 40-pound hose on my shoulder.
Hey, Dennis, since we're going to be eating at the same table, when was the last time, just a curious question, when was the last time you went to a dentist? Just a curious question, really, legitimate question.
Well, let me get a side bet going here. Hold on.
Okay,
let me get a side bet.
Okay.
I'm going to bet he hasn't been to the dentist in the last
5 years.
I am with you. That is the number that I was thinking.
Robbie, are you in on this action?
I'll say he tied my record, and I'll say six.
Buzz?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll say two. 2 years.
All right, this will be like The Price is Right. The actual price without going over.
Rob is closer.
Oh, my God.
How long has it been, Dennis?
It's been 7 years.
My brother is at college. You know, Dennis, it's not too late to go.
7 years since he's been to the dentist.
All right, Dennis, Dennis, I want to ask you a favor.
Oh, my God, 7 years.
I want you to try to get some kind of cleaning before you come to my house.
Right, I do brush my teeth.
Doesn't matter.
Every day.
And this is not anything.
Years.
This is not anything where they're going to do any work. Just a cleaning. A good cleaning.
Can you, I'll grab an appointment, but.
No, you're starting ahead. It's easy to do one of those walk-in things.
Okay, I'll grab an appointment.
There's the sound of Dennis's. No, try is not good enough. I want you to do that, Dennis.
Okay. Mike, you're going to my teeth. It's not that bad.
Dennis, I want you to do it.
7 years, man.
Dennis, you need to get a cleaning.
I know I do, but I'm afraid of a girl.
You're afraid of what?
The drill.
The drill.
They're not going to drill. They're going to clean your teeth.
They won't drill at this stage of the game.
They don't drill. They would call you back in for a follow-up appointment.
I know.
Have to do the heavy stuff.
A couple root canals, probably.
What? Do you have pain when you eat?
Oh, no. I don't have pain. No, no, no.
All right. You eat ice cream without your teeth hurting?
Oh, no. Ice cream goes down fine.
Have you been flossing every day, Dennis?
With one hand, it's hard for me to flock.
Well, Dennis, you know, they make those little machines. Not machines, but they're little...
Water picks, you mean?
No, there's a little stick that you can hold that has the floss in between it.
I've seen that. Right, yeah, I've seen that.
They have those things. Dennis, I'd just like you to get a teeth cleaning before you come.
Dennis, listen, furthermore...
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to a doctor?
I've been a doctor within a year.
You got tests for all the... things happening out there?
Yeah, no, they said I'm in good health. All I have to do is lose 40 pounds. I'll be fine.
Okay, but you can, out in your area, you just do one of those walk-in deals, you know? Schedule the appointment at one of those walk-in places, like the dentist at the mall.
I think he might have Siffy.
You think he's got Siffy?
Gone.
You got Siffy or Gani?
Why do you say that?
I'm just wondering, Dennis. You ever been tested for Siffy or for Gani?
No.
How about for Hibby?
HIV? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God, I haven't been living in it.
Dennis, it starts with the mouth.
Okay.
You neglect the mouth, you neglect the rest of the body.
Okay, so, can I have a sign of dentist?
Yes.
Yeah, and get a cleaning. You can do it this week.
Huh?
You can do it this week. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for you.
But, Mike!
No buts.
All right, listen, Dennis, and this one I speak from... my own personal situation. How are your toenails?
Not good.
Thank you, Dennis.
I've got the toenail fungus, and I'll tell you right now that I'm stepping to the forefront there. Do you have the toenail fungus also?
I think I probably have it worse than you do.
I'm sure.
I would bet you do. How many of your toes are infected? I'm down to just one toe left.
I would say 8 of the 10 toes.
Oh, all right, Dennis. Okay, let me write this down here.
Hold on, we still have more to talk about with you. Hold on. The guy from ESPN is online to tell you how you did with your firefighting challenge.
Okay.
Cheryl the Big Dyke is online to talk about you playing gay drag bingo.
Okay.
And we have more medical questions for you, so hold on, please, Dennis. Hold on a second, please.
Yeah, you know, use this time to think about what dentist you're going to go to this week.
8 out of 10. You might want to have him see a podiatrist, too. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Your Honor, everybody's got one.
Stay tuned for your chance to name that sound for up to $1,000 only on the Don and Mike Show.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.C. pig.
Let's go, girls.
Even better than a baby carriage full of pornography. The Don and Mike Show.
It's just after 2 o'clock in Portland. Well, you're hearing our show on KGUY. What do you think of that? We'll start doing
like that.
Little things for our station.
I like that. It's new. It's fresh. Sounds good.
Tomorrow I'll have one of those big DJ.
Right. That's good. I like that.
It's right now it's 2:04 in Portland.
Right. And you can go around the country and give the different times.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Central time, Pacific time, Eastern time.
Love being a DJ. Homo Joe is here.
all upset.
Really? Yes, Homo Joe was supposed to have a tape here, and he never got it here on time, and he's very, very upset that we are upset with him.
So he's almost crying out in the lobby, and I had to, you know, say, settle down.
Calm down now. You're still our number one Homo Joe.
There's nothing to worry about. Homo Joe's giving his tape to Charles Broyhill now. We'll bring him in a second to talk about Dennis.
Very good.
And the gay bingo over the weekend. Now, we have Cheryl on one of these lines, a guy from ESPN on one of these lines. Hello? Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes, hi.
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 Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, what can
yes.
we do for you?
Okay, sorry. I have a question regarding, I just don't know who I'm talking to. I have a question regarding
you're talking to
fungus conversation.
You're talking to Don and Mike.
I am not.
Yeah, it's going to confuse you if you have your radio turned up, so you might want to turn that down all the way, and you are talking to us.
Oh, God. Last thing I wanted to do, but hi.
Hi.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Totally different on my phone.
Of course we do.
The last okay.
thing, the last,
anyway.
The last thing you wanted to do was not recognize that you were talking to us, or the last thing you wanted to do was talk to us?
Well, I guess to be on the radio was the last thing I wanted
being
to do.
Being on the radio.
All right, well, then that would be your first mistake for calling our request line.
I know. I was hoping you were going to answer my question, but anyway,
no.
I guess it's not as bad as I thought.
No.
Okay, so my question is the toenail fungus conversation. I caught the tail end of it.
Yes, Dennis has 8 out of 10 toenails that are infected.
Oh.
I know, poor guy. Yuck. Well, I was wondering how you got down to one, what you did.
Actually, you want to did? I actually started washing my feet.
There you go.
Wash my feet. As
wash
Mother Teresa used to say.
Wash between the toes.
You
between
know,
the toes.
I seriously never used to wash my feet. I never
how do you wash them. Do you sit to wash them, or do you, like, use a big, long thing to scrub them?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
I got a thing.
Oh, you got a loofah?
I got the big, long, sponge on a stick.
Okay.
And then I also actually sit in the shower.
Spend extra time on the nails.
Yeah. And, I don't know if I feel comfortable taking my shoe off today. Well, I'll show you.
That's okay. I'll take your word for it.
I don't know how long my toenails are right now.
I'll take it. Then even
I'm
more
not,
so.
I'm not really concerned with showing you the toenail fungus, just the
right.
length of
so
my toenails.
So is it in better shape than it ever has?
Much better. It's down to one toenail, the big toenail on my right foot.
Hasn't it always been the big toenail on your right
no,
foot?
No, it's
how many toes?
If you remember in previous years that I've shown you, it's spread to 3 or 4 toes.
So like the left into the immediate right of the...
3 or 4 of the little piggies.
So how long did it take you? How long have you been washing your feet?
I've been washing my feet for about a year.
Oh, my gosh.
About a year. But I mean, listen, I'm 41 years old.
Right.
And until a year ago, I swear to God, I never washed my feet in my life.
I don't wash my feet.
Never.
Grab
I mean, pretty much when
I... with a loofah?
When I am in the shower... I wash my genitals, I wash my shoulders, my armpits, and my face.
That's what I do, too.
That's all I do.
I wash my hair.
And recently, it goes without saying.
And I wash my bottom.
I never wash my ass. Recently, I have started...
You don't wash your butt?
No, I figure all the stuff running down from, like, my hair and stuff will get it.
You might want to, you know, I know you don't like to be near that area,
but
might want to just...
Are you going to tell me now you wash the inside?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course you do.
Oh, that's like playing with your butt.
No, it's not. It's hygiene.
Oh, my God. No,
you don't.
You never
do.
Oh, my gosh. I have never washed my ass.
You don't have to touch the real bad place to get in there and get it, you know, just do a once over. Those are areas that, like, just like the armpits that need attention.
I keep that area pretty clean. I do.
Yeah.
I do. You want to see?
No. Yeah, unfortunately, there is really no alternative to... Well, you could if you, like, turned and faced the water and made way.
I do that.
Do you?
I will occasionally turn and face the water coming out of the shower.
Right.
And, open my butt up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but
well, that's good, too.
But I don't go back there, like, with my hand.
That's as long as you
or
get
the
that
soap, because
you have to do it with the soap.
That's gay.
No, it's not gay.
No, it's clean. That's so
it's
gay.
Not gay. It's not like...
It's
okay.
What if it goes in?
From the bottom of my heart.
What if it goes
there
in?
Is nothing. I do it every
it's
morning.
It's so
and
soapy
there,
and so wet back there. What
there
if it goes
is,
in?
Believe me, I do it every morning, and there is nothing sexual about that activity.
I don't know.
Nothing. No, trust me, okay?
Right.
No stimulation, no sexual activity.
I made it this far without washing my butt. I'm going to make it the rest of the way without washing my ass.
All right. I know you don't like that area.
No,
I know. Like to avoid it, but, you know.
Well, and if it makes you feel better about my hygiene, at least once a week I take a bath. Well, that's good. Good soap. So I soak it once a week.
A good soap.
But I don't ever go back there with my hand or with the soap. Never. Absolutely never. 100%.
This is a great visualization, but let me ask one thing. Okay, so scrub the toenail with a loofah and your whole foot.
Yes.
Do you have someone that has a, or do you yourself have a toenail fungus problem?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so that's why you're asking.
I'm sure my girls have it so much better, though, because you could just paint your toenails, honey, and nobody knows.
Yeah, it's gross.
I can't paint my toenails.
That's true. You look kind of ridiculous.
Sometimes even if you put that red, you know, that red nail polish on top, it looks like a, you painted over a gravel driveway.
Right. And the one toenail that I have that's still infected with the fungus,
right,
it's got that deal where like every 6 weeks or so the toenail just falls off.
Every 6 weeks?
Yeah, and I have just skin there.
Really?
And then like a new toenail will grow. And like
so it doesn't even grow out all the way then?
Every 6 weeks, it's brittle, like a piece of wax paper.
That got me for whatever reason. That got me. That's just the gag reflex.
But when I'm down there cutting my toenails,
I think I have.
I actually pull it all the way off.
Right. I think about a year ago, I had my little baby toenail. Might have had a little of it, and then it grew out, and I just clipped it off, and now it's normal again.
Well, you're lucky, Mike.
I know. I'm very lucky. I have dry feet. I've always had dry feet. They don't sweat.
But I don't have any butt. I don't have any butt fungus or anything.
Well, no, you don't. I don't think you would. I think it's just something. It's just, I think the majority of people would do that as kind of just of a routine. It's very quick. It's very, you know, it's just like, you know, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. You know, let me give you the order.
Are you
the
hair first?
The order is, I actually, you'll like this. I don't do that procedure until I am done doing everything else.
Right.
It's the last thing I do.
Because you would want your hand to go from
there. And it's really more, it's more of a simultaneous rinsing. At the same time, but there's soap in there, and it's just, you know, and then after that, I actually wash my hands again. Yuck.
No way I could do that.
This is a buzz. Oh, my.
Oh, Buzz, and I'm sure you go back there with a water pick, Buzz. But, you know, it's not my bag, baby, okay?
You can't be too clean.
I would put my butt...
You can always use a tool.
I would put my butt up against your butt. I bet my butt's as clean as your butt is.
That's a contest we'll have to have someday.
I'm up for it, Buzz. I'm absolutely up for it.
Now, see, that's gay.
Well, I'm not saying I do it. I'm just telling you that I generally speaking have a very clean butt.
Well, if you do that thing and you have a bath, but do you do that thing every morning?
No.
You're very honest, though. You're very honest.
Like yesterday, I didn't. Yesterday, I didn't today.
Right.
I might have on Saturday.
Okay.
Might have.
Might have.
I definitely did at least once last week.
Right.
And I took a bath like last Wednesday night.
That's good. Do you do any cleaning there when you're taking a bath?
No.
Yeah.
I'd be gay.
No, it's not sexual. It's really not. If there was anything stimulating about that, I'd tell you.
Okay.
I would tell you.
You would.
I would rank that ahead of armpits in terms of importance to, you know, fighting body odor. I would think that would be...
Oh, absolutely not. Well, then that should be proof right there.
I worked with a guy.
I have never had a complaint about having a smelly ass.
I worked with a guy, and...
Except for my farts.
We used to think he had the worst BO in the world, and we always thought, hey, that's the worst pit odor. And then suddenly, one day, I was in the studio, and the air conditioning was out, and it was in the summertime, and... I couldn't believe it, and I said, you know, I came out, and one of our other disc jockeys in the hallway, I said, did you smell that?
Hi, this is Surf.
And he,
was it him?
No, it was not him. He was clean. I'll give him his props on that. He was, and then the other guy said, that's not, I said, man, you'd think he'd wash his pits once in a while. And the guy looked at me and said, that's not his pits.
Oh.
And from that day forward, and nobody had the balls really to just deal with it head on, and I understand he went to work at another place, and the guy... The guy that ran the station finally called him in. And
he told him he had a butt problem?
Yeah, he changed after that.
But that's rare. Most people would be afraid to speak up.
Right. And, no, I mean, it was, you know, what do you say?
Right.
And then when I found out it was the other odor, then I forget it. I wasn't going to say anything then. You know, you have bad wiping technique.
Yeah. Rob, really, now listen. You spend almost the entire show standing directly
behind that
me.
Ass.
Be totally honest.
Yes.
I swear to friggin' God, be honest.
All right.
Do I have an ass odor problem?
Besides the farting, I've never noticed. No.
Thank you.
Peace but the farting,
thank you.
The farting can be bad.
Well, farting is healthy.
Yeah, it is. And I might, maybe because of the farting, maybe I do some mouth breathing. I don't know. To avoid any odor, you know, you're conditioned to live in your environment. No, I've never noticed an appreciable ass odor.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank
can you. Can I throw in a topic you guys might be interested in?
We were very interested in this last topic that you brought up.
What's that?
We're very interested in whatever this last topic is that you brought up.
Okay, so I shouldn't add another one?
Well, what do you want?
Well, it's kind of scary to say on your show, because God knows how you guys are going to react.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's a syndrome that women have, that some women have, 1%, and it's pain, and they can't have sex.
Because they have vaginal pain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vulva pain.
Is that you?
Is that me? Well, yeah, since you don't know who I am.
Does that mean you can't have sex ever?
Well, unless I get better. Well,
Maybe you should just have sex with a guy with a very small penis.
Nah, it's an idea, I guess.
Is this chronic?
Hi, this is Surf.
Is this chronic pain?
Yeah, chronic pain every day.
Oh, really? That's horrible. Are you getting any kind of medical help for it?
Well, NIH isn't putting much money into it, so I'm trying.
Honey, you're a mess. Wow, that's a syndrome. That's an incurable syndrome?
And it actually makes it so it's hard to sit, too, some people.
You are just a mess. You got the bad toenails, and you got the vagina that hurts.
I know.
That's horrible.
Well, maybe you guys can say something so that people want to give money for it.
I'd check and see if I had any lumps, honey.
Well, you give it a plug. What's the syndrome? Obviously, you've been checked. Now, you've been checked out, and a doctor told you.
PPS, Mike. Painful syndrome. PPS.
What is it called?
It's a gross name. It's really gross. It's called vulvodynia.
Are you joking?
Beautiful. Are you joking? That's not, I swear to God, I don't mean to be, you know, if you really have this condition, I don't mean to belittle it, but that does sound like a joke to me.
I know.
Anything with inya in it is, that's a joke. That's got to be a joke.
Or did she say it again? Pronounce it again.
Vulvodynia and vulvovestibulitis.
Okay, that sounds more like when you put an itis in there.
Well, yeah, they're two. The vulvodynia has nerve in it, and the vulvovestibulitis is just in that area.
So have you been to doctors? Is there any way a doctor can help you?
Well, not so far. They've been trying different things, but there's no cure right now, and they don't know what the cause is yet.
I just become suspicious whenever I hear any malady down there that ends with inya.
Couldn't you, get that area numbed up or something?
Like a cortisone shot or something?
Yeah.
I guess that'd be bad for a cortisone
that's
shot.
Well, temporary.
And then
that's
down there with your vital organs, I don't think they can give you a cortisone. You know, you'd probably have great sex and, be all over the floor. So,
Hello, bonus.
Well, Bob Guccione would be happy to hear you say that.
Listen, I'm sure people will call if they've heard of this illness, and you should call us back again sometime.
I should?
Yeah, you
How
should.
Come?
Call back
have
again.
Either going or
to play the dating game.
Play the dating. Oh yeah, someone's gonna want to date me.
You know, for somebody who didn't want to be on the radio, you have shared an enormous amount of information about yourself with us.
Well, it's very important that the word gets out about that. And yeah, I'm not as nervous as I thought, actually.
Well, good. That's very good.
And it is, and that's horrible if you're suffering from that. I hope it gets better.
Well, thanks. Okay, so I should call back again.
You know, you could still have sex with a guy, though.
How's that?
You got your mouth.
Well, yeah, that's true. I know. Yeah.
And what about
now?
Ditka, you know, playing
good
games.
For him.
What about when a guy does that to you? Does it hurt them?
Yeah.
So really, anything involving that part of your body, you avoid because it is excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Wow.
And there are women out there like him, not the only one.
Do you have moments that it's particularly bad and then times when it's okay, or what?
Well, I have moments that it's particularly bad, then times when it's a little better, but never okay yet.
How is it right now?
It's been like 5 years, so.
How is it feeling down there right now?
Not too terrible right now.
Hold on, honey, I got a doctor on the line here. Hold on a second.
Right.
Welcome, Dr. Mayer. From Fairfax. Hello, doctor.
Yes, how are you?
Hi.
The condition is actually called dyspareunia.
Do we have the lady on with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you, ma'am?
Well, no, that's not what they call it. Like Dr. Marinoff, he probably knows him.
Well, the broad term is called dyspareunia, and refers to pain during that activity.
Mike, I'd just like to point out there's another inya.
I know.
That's the second inya now.
There's subclassifications of it.
Prune inya.
The vast majority of it is caused by something called endometriosis, which is very treatable.
Now, that's an osis.
That's an osis.
Yeah. It's not that because you have pain sitting, too, and pain biking and stuff like that.
No, I understand. It's just... to the term that every medical student in the country knows, and that is that dyspareunia is better than no pareunia at all.
That guy, he is a jerk.
Absolutely.
No, that's a well-known. You ask any doctor, they know that statement. But it's almost always treatable. It's very.
If you're a doctor,
you're a real doctor,
you can't make jokes about something going in you.
No, and you can't. And when somebody's in pain, you're not gonna. You just shouldn't do that.
Right. Well, listen. Are you still there?
Uh huh.
What's your first name?
Oh, I am not telling.
But make one up.
Just make one up. Okay. Cleo.
Cleo.
All right, Cleo.
Cleo.
I was going to name a cat that.
So. Cleo in you.
All right, Cleo, call us back tomorrow. Can you do that?
Okay, yeah, I could try.
Yeah, call back tomorrow. The boys will put you right through. They'll know if you identify yourself as Cleo, and perhaps we'll have more information for you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, this almost reminds me. You know that awful show my wife makes me watch, that Sex in the City?
Yeah.
Right.
The show created by Candace Bushnell.
You didn't get anything off her, Mike.
I know, but I always like to mention I went to the junior prom with her, so I mean, her senior ball.
My wife was watching this show last night, and I was watching a football game in the other room. And I was walking through the house, and she said, come watch this. This show, this is the funniest show. This is more funny than any show you like. I watched it for a second, and it was what I think is like the best looking of the four women.
Right.
The girl with the kind of blondie brunette.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She got a mole or something on her face.
Pretty well-known actress. I forgot what her name
is. She's the only...
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, right.
She's the only hot one on that show.
Black Widow was the movie she was in.
She picks this guy up on the street, and she comes back to her house to have sex with him. And she's laying in the bed, and the guy takes his shirt off, and he says, I got to tell you something. I'm very well endowed. And she goes, bring it on, baby. And he says, no, I can't have sex with a woman because they find it too painful. And then she says, really? He says, yeah, it's that big. And she goes, okay, well, let me see. So they show you from the rear shot. He pulls his pants and you see his ass. And then she goes, oh, my God. And anyway, that guy's thing was so big that she couldn't have sex with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
That made me think of that girl there.
You're coming on to that. You're coming around on that Sex in the City.
No, I'm not, Mike.
You were riveted during that segment.
Three minutes. That's all I gave it. 3 minutes during halftime last night. And I said, I'm back. I'm back to my ESPN.
And that show wasn't created by Candace Bushnell. It's
based on the book.
Yeah, based on the book, based on the columns, I think.
By the girl you took to the prom and didn't even get anything off of.
She invited me, though. Do I get credit for that?
Give me a charity point on that.
Thank you very much. You invited me because I was just the safe, jolly class clown boy.
Hey, Dennis?
Yes?
Okay, hold on. Dennis, we got off on a whole tangent there.
I know, on cold fungus and gingivomata.
You have 8 out of your 10 toes are diseased with toenail fungus?
I would say so, yeah.
Did you ask Dennis before the break when the last time you went to a doctor was?
Well, no, I just had a hernia operation 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Are you going to see a dentist this week? I want you to say yes.
It's
I
very
am.
Important to Mike because I haven't been to a dentist in 7 years.
I want you to see a dentist this week.
Per your request.
I'm going to insist on it.
All right, Dennis, hold on a second.
Per your request, I will.
I think that's good for you, Dennis. We all agree that it's overdue.
Yes. Hold on. We want to hear about your weekend fun activities, and we'll do that in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here.
Make you want to hump the floor. Don and Mike.
Our producer, Charles Broyhill, was just on the web, as he is most days.
Yes.
And he actually looked it up, and Mike, vulvodynia is an actual thing.
Good. I'm so relieved.
The International Society for the Study of Vulvovaginal Disease defines vulvodynia as chronic vulvar discomfort or pain.
That's horrible.
Burning, stinging, irritation, or rawness of the female genitalia.
Man, that's got to be terrible. I mean, really, I can't think of anything. That's really, really horrible.
All right, well, we'll talk to the girl on tomorrow's episode.
Good luck, Cleo.
Let's finish up with Dennis here, because I want to listen to the tapes of Rob introducing the teams at yesterday's Redskins game.
All right.
And before we move on with Dennis, I know that Mike has a little insight that Homo Joe just told him about, and I wish you'd share that with everybody.
Well, Homo Joe was saying just beware, because Dennis's toes, they ooze a little bit.
Oh.
Well, that's what Homo Joe told me.
Is that true, Dennis?
That's what Homo Joe said.
Go get Homo Joe. He's right on the
Homo
hallway.
Joe was really giving me the heads up on a few things.
Good.
He said also that, you know, that we ought to, you know, make sure that we don't, like,
eat over any nice carpeting or anything like that.
Didn't he also mention the word hooves?
Hooves.
I did play a spaghetti on the table.
All right, here now is Homo Joe. Donna Mike, Homo Joe here. Hi, Homo Joe.
Here.
Hi,
Homo
Joe.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I pity you. When I was putting those pantyhose, those nails look nasty.
Now, you said they ooze a little bit like
thing that was coming up from underneath those nails. I don't know what it was. If it was that big fungus or what, but something was coming out from under those nails.
That's it.
Joe, of course. Dress Dennis up in drag this weekend to go to Gay Drag Bingo. And I guess we're not going to have time to hear that tape today. We'll hear it on tomorrow's episode. But, Joe, what can you tell us about Dennis's experience of the gay community on Saturday night?
Well, Dennis was received very, very well. He looked lovely. He looked like Carol Channing, a combination of Carol Channing and Mimi. And, actually, he kept saying towards the evening, after he was sprinkled with fairy dust, that I'm a fag. So we have that on that tape recorder. Where
Dennis is announcing he's a fag?
Yes, he said,
very good.
Dennis.
So he had a good time.
Well,
he did have a good
time. Like a fag.
Dennis. But he was very straight. Towards the end of the evening, we realized he was straight because he kept saying, this pantyhose are killing me. How do women wear these things?
They were so effing tight.
Let's discuss Dennis's toes for a minute, though. I know that's of a great concern to Mike.
Of course.
Joe, would you describe Dennis's toes? He's told us that 8 out of 10 toes are fungus-like.
They're very dark-colored. I mean, you can't even see clear no more. I mean, it's just like they're kind of bubbly-looking underneath there. It's very scary. Me being an ex-nurse, you know, because I was a nurse, I should have had gloves once, you know, it was that bad.
Really?
Wow.
Dennis, do you have a response to that?
Well, hey, I agree. They look ugly. I can't deny that.
Well, I don't mind if you know, my concern really is not the toes. If you wear good thick socks to bed and
you keep the socks on,
unfortunately you will not be showering now the following day, but that's okay. You know, I have a grungy Sunday once in a while, Dennis.
And
you're going to the dentist?
I got to go find a dentist.
Good.
Okay, good.
Let me ask Homo Joe, because Homo Joe spent most of Saturday with Dennis. Were you surprised to hear the news that it's been 7 years since Dennis has been to the dentist?
Yes, it was. I did look at his teeth, you know, when he was laughing with his makeup on, because he looked kind of, you know, interesting. But, yeah, those teeth really need some work.
A good cleaning, right, Joe?
Sandblasting is B-boy.
Very good. Dennis, it'll be good. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I know I will.
There you go.
All right,
Dennis. Although, let me bring Cheryl the Big Dyke in.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to talk about the gay drag bingo also. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, I have to tell you that what they neglected to tell you is that I'm the one that had to put the pantyhose on him. So I was the closest to those icky toes.
You actually?
I was within inches of those feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
They are the most, and Homo made me put the pantyhose on him.
Really? Homo Jonah?
Of me putting pantyhose on him.
How come you didn't tell us that, Homo Joe?
That was her punishment.
Thanks a lot. I won't be able to call in tomorrow, so I just wanted to put in my two cents today. He was gorgeous. Dennis makes a much more beautiful woman than he does a man.
Oh, that's good.
I think that he is just stunning. Can I tell you? He's a cunning stunt. Also, he also said about the other drag queen that we were there with that if he were a real woman, he'd do her.
Really?
Dennis, you said gay. I don't know what is Dennis.
Dennis, wait a minute. You mean there was a guy there that was dressed like a girl, and you said, Homo Joe, he said that he would do it?
His name is Mike, and his drag name is Sasha. He's the one that made Dennis up for me, a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And Dennis said he looked so beautiful that he would do him.
He would do it.
Dennis?
On the reporter,
Joe.
Joe,
if you were a woman, you would do him.
Huh?
If he were a woman, you would do him, you said.
If he was a woman,
Joe,
you don't understand.
That sounds pretty gay to me, anyway, in your slice of
death. Okay, whatever.
Sure. Dennis, you were a great sport. You're wonderful. I went up and called the bingo numbers for the second game.
Yeah.
Because I'm a member of the Lesbian Services Board, and I brought Homo and Dennis up with me, Denise Murphy, as we were calling him. And they did a wonderful job helping me call the numbers.
I fell off the stage afterwards.
You fell off the stage?
Yeah.
I guess he just can't wear sensible sneakers with his moo-moo.
I tripped over my glass.
He was wearing a flowered moo-moo. We have this on video. I will put it on video for the next
time. You have Dennis falling off the stage. Oh, my God.
I don't have that on video. I have him getting made up.
Oh, very good.
Cheryl.
The transformation is amazing.
Cheryl the Big Dyke, thank you for all of your help.
Hey, my pleasure. pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you. Love you. See you at the next show.
You will. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you more.
Bye, Cheryl.
Hold on there, Dennis. Hold on a second.
Dennis fell off the stage.
Hey, Dennis? Here. Dennis?
Dennis, where are you?
Hold on. Let me see. Dennis?
I'm here.
Ah, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Homo Joe, what are the tidbits you have for us? I guess as a tease for our tape tomorrow, Dennis playing gay bag, drag bingo.
Well, we have Dennis being interviewed by the Glitterama, which is one of the drag queens that were on Rollerblades, and telling him how beautiful he looked and some of the makeup tips he needs to take on. And hopefully they will see him in the end of October doing the drag race in October. We'll be doing
right.
They like him. I mean, he got a really nice applause by the group, and they know the show, and they were very pleased that all of us, Cheryl, myself, and Dennis were there, and they really love him. He's a wonderful guy, believe it or not. He's very homo-friendly.
There was other straight people in the crowd.
Yes.
There were four girls that were straight.
There were four girls that were straight?
Yes.
Did you seek them out, Dennis?
Well, I wanted to go along with them, but I couldn't find a girl with the love letter, so I could sign it and give it to them.
I don't follow. Did you hurt yourself when you fell off the stage?
Oh, no, I hurt myself. I just come back to school as usual.
Right. What they did is that as they introduced people, they asked everybody to stand up. They said all the straight people sit down. Then they said all the married people sit down. And all the single ones stand straight up. So they can send love notes back and forth across the thing. So they did see the GW girls. And he wanted all four of them.
Gotcha. All right, well, Homo, thank you for taking Dennis to the gay event. Thank you for taping it. We will listen to the tape tomorrow, and I hope you call in tomorrow and give us some insight on it.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Hopefully we can take Dennis and drag one more time to the high heel race, which he needs to put high heels on and run down the street.
We'll look forward to that.
And you guys taped him being made up, and we'll be able to show that on the next Vegas Sale show.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Great. So we have some more great tape for you.
Thank you, Homo Joe. Our good friend Homo Joe, everybody.
Homo Joe there.
That's my
Homo Joe there. There you go.
Can I say one thing?
Sure, Dennis.
When they put lipstick on my lips, I was gagging the whole night. You know, I got the lipstick in my mouth, and I was gagging.
You were gagging.
Yeah.
Hold on, Dennis. Well, we have one last facet of the Dennis Murphy weekend to get to, and that would be Dennis in New Jersey for the ESPN Firefighter Challenge.
Where he ran the obstacle course.
Here now is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. Were you up there with Dennis at this ESPN event?
Yes, I was. I wish you could have seen the look on the ESPN cameraman when I said, you need to film this guy going. Because the look on his face looked like buckwheat on Saturday Night Live. His eyes got real big. It was incredible.
And I understand Dennis did not actually...
But he didn't do it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he went, it's a five-story tower, so he made it to the first floor by the time the team next to him was coming out of the tower.
So Dennis made it up to the first floor. Was he sweating a lot?
Oh, yeah, and yelling a lot. I didn't know what the yelling was about. He was, woo, ah, woo.
That's what he does. He did that when he jumped out of the airplane.
Yeah, that's typical Dennis. Is there any chance that any of Dennis's attempt at this competition will make it on ESPN?
I didn't hear you, Don. I'm sorry.
Is there any chance that Dennis will make it on ESPN at all?
He's probably a little right on the 1%. Probably less than 1%.
Less than 1%, so no, he's not going to be on TV.
I don't know. They did interview him. As we were handing out the awards, they were interviewing him.
Really?
The best thing was is that about 30 seconds after the interview was over, Dennis handed me his coat. We had him in a helmet and a coat, and they were filming him. And I turned around to go get the helmet that he was wearing, and he was running down Six Flags. He stole the helmet from us.
Oh, so he was going to leave with it?
Yeah, well, no, he did leave with it. He took off with the fire helmet.
Hold on, let me ask him about that. Dennis, did you steal this guy's fire helmet?
No, Cedric said I could have it.
Cedric's giving you stuff that's not even his,
Dennis. Yeah.
All right, so did you keep the helmet?
Yeah, he kept the helmet.
I have a helmet in my car.
There you go. He stole the helmet.
Sure.
Yeah. Right, but, you know, maybe they can show this on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I think it's great. Maybe, Dennis, you could wear that helmet to the next Las Vegas style show.
I'll do that. No problem.
Maybe you could wear that helmet to Mike's house.
Yeah. After you go to the dentist.
Right.
All right, Kevin, thank you, my friend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Is there a dentist out there that will pick my teeth?
No, not out near where I live, Dennis, near where you live.
Our thanks to Kevin and the gang at ESPN for inviting Dennis Murphy up.
Yeah.
Apparently he's not going to make it on the final show, but again, we've got some good video that we can show on our next Las Vegas style show.
And Dennis got a fireman's uniform out of it.
Well, I've got a fireman's hat.
A fireman's hat.
And tomorrow we're going to be announcing the date and the time of our next Las Vegas style show.
Very good.
I'll tell you, for those of you fans of the show, of the Las Vegas show, we have three more shows in 19 and 99.
Fantastic.
One in October.
Right.
One in November. And at the show in December, Mike, as per your request,
yes,
we have been booked into
a strip joint.
There, finally, where we can all really be ourselves.
Yeah, so
ho.
What, Dennis?
Locally? Club locally?
Yes, all these appearances are in the D.C. Baltimore area.
Okay.
I knew you'd be happy about that, Dennis.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a good club.
All right, Murphy, well, you've been on the show for over an hour today. I hope we don't hear from you now until the end of the week.
No problem.
To discuss your weekend with Mike. And what will you be doing this week, Dennis?
I will be in anticipation of coming to look you out.
Wrong. That is not the correct answer, Dennis.
Try again. What will you be doing this week?
I will be finding a dentist to get my teeth cleaned.
That's right. Dennis, I heard hopefully. All right, Dennis, you're forcing me to do this. I want a note from your dentist before you come into my house.
Okay, I will have my teeth cleaned.
And I want a note from your dentist to say I cleaned Dennis's teeth. Good.
Unfortunately, my dentist that I had is not on my insurance policy, so I have to find another one.
That's easy. Okay, Dennis.
Okay.
Look under D in the yellow pages.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, guys. And Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I'm sure you are.
We're going to have a great time.
Okay, see you later.
All right, good.
Bye. See you later.
All right, there he is, major effing star Dennis Murphy. He had quite a weekend.
He did. He's going to have quite a weekend next week.
Well, that's right. Losing toes. That's a
looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm not going to focus on the toes. I'm going to focus on the teeth.
Let's clear these lines out now and get a caller number 100.
Maybe I'll sit next to him, you know, so I can look straight ahead.
Secret sound number 5, the impossible sound. It's worth 550 bones.
That is going to be the most important tender steak I ever bought.
Straight ahead, you're the 100th caller. Good luck. Call Rockhead right now. Be caller 100 at 1-877-365-3636.
Hey, look at this piece of meat. It's a molar.
We'll be back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. God damn it. The Dawn and Mike Show.
Almost 3 o'clock.
All right.
In Las Vegas, where our show is heard on KVBC. Serving our affiliates. That's the motto this week.
Yeah.
Of the Don and Mike Show.
Good.
Time for a caller 100. Right now, the kooky, crazy secret sound is you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy. Am I 100 callers?
Yes, you sure are, Kathy.
Fantastic.
Where are you calling from?
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Kathy, you don't suffer from that prune goes in you or
Vulvodynia.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Caller 100, you won the VHS copy of Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein, arguably the most hilarious movie ever made. Mm-hmm. Your copy for free. Everybody else can buy it now at video stores everywhere.
That's a great movie.
The lady? Okay, she's Are you ready for secret sound number 5?
I am.
Have you heard it?
My husband has.
You think you have an idea?
I do.
All right, I'll give you a free listen.
Okay.
Here's your freebie on the house. There it is. Now, we'll play it one more time and we'll start the clock. We'll give you 15 seconds after we play the sound. Please do not answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill.
Okay.
You clear on that?
Okay, yeah.
All right, good luck for $550. And Mike, no, that's not Dennis Murphy's toenail.
Okay, just a lucky guess. You
for
know.
$550, name this sound.
Caller, name this noise.
Top one. Nearly impossible. Hold off on your answer because here comes Mike.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you. He actually stood up to do that.
Thank you very much, Dennis. Give it a little extra there.
For $550, what is secret sound number 5?
The latch on a briefcase.
Would you please repeat that?
The latch on a briefcase.
Oh!
We're sorry.
Nope, absolutely not.
So close.
Huh? Thank you, though.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's so close. I don't even know what it is.
Don't forget that every guess
is a clue
for you. And thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Hold on.
All right.
Just a second. Quick plug here for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we'll be listening to the Homo Joe Dennis Murphy tapes of Drag Bingo.
Also tomorrow, Leah Remini will be on the show. She'll be discussing the ratings for her show tonight.
And discussing our upcoming visit.
Yeah, oh, and also she's going to be calling us from the green room tomorrow on David Letterman.
David Letterman!
Very upset about her appearance on David Letterman, so we're going to try to talk her through that. Wednesday on the show, it's the return of Match Game in 99.
Fantastic.
With a special celebrity guest.
Good, good, good.
All right, and frankly, I haven't thought past Wednesday, so get back to me on Wednesday. I'll tell you what's happening on Thursday.
Very good.
Now, this past weekend, besides all the things going on, besides the fact that the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire bet ended,
right.
Dennis went to Gay Bingo, he went to the ESPN thing, there was one other event happening this weekend. Our own Bobo Spiewak,
right,
went to Redskins Stadium, where he was selected as the announcer for the starting lineups for the Washington Redskins-Carolina Panthers game.
Now, after having your heart broken the first week,
yes,
the opener, the home opener, they didn't let you do it then, but they let you do it yesterday.
It made up for it because, as you know, I live, breathe, and die sports. So it was exciting to get down on the old gridiron.
I tell Mike, the funniest moment was I was still on the air doing the Redskins pregame show, and while we're on the air, Broyhill taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around because Larry was talking, I go, what up to the show? And he points up to the big Jumbotron, and there is Rob Spiewak's giant face.
I don't know, that was beautiful. Really beautiful. And with the way they have the Jumbotron placed, there was no glare. All that shine was me.
Now, did you, were you aware of you being on the Jumbotron, or were you facing
actually,
it, or?
I did not look, and my wife, they actually let my wife come down on the field with me in a last-ditch effort to save the marriage, and she didn't even look up there.
Right.
So I had no idea until Don told me that.
So
I was
everybody
on the
at the
Jumbotron.
Game saw your massive cranium in a massive Jumbotron.
Right, and they recoiled in horror.
So what we're going to hear first is Rob being introed by the Redskins PA guy.
The real guy that everybody recognizes.
Yeah, the guy that goes like, third and three from the 27.
Right.
Then we will hear Rob bring Redskins fans on the field to try to kick a field goal to win a prize.
Okay.
Then we will hear Rob introduce his good friend Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rob will introduce the band and the Redskinettes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he will introduce the Carolina Panthers. And then the Washington Redskins.
One thing that was sort of surprising is they have the entire game of PA stuff scripted. It's a thick, thick thing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And they thrust it all at me, and they sort of sprung it on me, and they do it all, and it's all down to like 15-second increments. And the whole time I'm talking, there's a lady next to me, Britt Williams, who is great, but she says, faster.
Slower, slower,
faster, slower, because she's trying to hit all her little 5-second marks.
Right.
Do a player. So she's like a mental patient, but
cool.
She was great.
Right. Right. And the people from the Redskins, bless their hearts, they were so upset. Yesterday, I was up in the booth getting ready to do the pregame show, and I had no less than 4 people from the Redskins PR staff come by. First one said, do we have to worry about the fellow from your show who's doing the announcements? I said, no. He's really into it.
He'll be fine.
Second guy comes by and he says, you haven't written anything for him, have you? I said, no, he's just going to be reading whatever you wrote. Third guy comes by, all these people from the PR office, they come by and go, this Rob Spiewak, is this a joke to him or does he take this seriously? Fourth guy comes by, big up in the PR department.
Yeah.
I want you to know something. We're going to hold you personally responsible for his conduct today.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty heavy duty.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that said there'll be no shock jockery?
I think it is. The guy called Jeremy on Friday.
Yeah,
really?
We'll have no shock jockery.
The Redskins had their panties in a wad about nothing.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Fred and I bust a gut when we heard him announcing some of the Redskins players.
From North Carolina, Brad Johnson!
I mean, it starts out a little tentative, but by the time I got into it and
by the time you were confident,
how great and how fun this was, I was really knocking myself out. So I apologize in advance, but I do sound like a mental patient. By the time I bring out the Redskins office, I'm screaming my head off, my voice is cracking, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, this is on tape one, Robbie.
It is on real one.
Here's the Redskins, the real announcing guy, introducing Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak from WJFK to host Modell's Field Goal Challenge and the team introduction. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The team contestant in Modell's Field Goal Challenge today is Bud Laurie from beautiful Waldorf, Maryland. Now, Bud is going to attempt 3 field gift certificates from Modell Sporting Goods.
Now, was that your microphone crapping out there?
Yeah, they had trouble with their wireless microphone.
Oh, okay.
Later on, they switched me to a wired mic, so the sound picks up a little.
All right.
That's good. too.
He sounds very tentative right now.
It's nervous. It's the first time that I'm in there and actually having...
Great.
It's like a full second coming back at you, so it's a little weird and spacey when you're trying to talk.
But doesn't that calm you down a little bit? I mean, did it calm
the
you down?
The sound of my voice?
No,
of course.
Just kind of like that. It's so big that you really...
Yeah,
you know.
I guess. But that's why I was talking like three syllables at a time at first, because you're trying to get used to it.
Sure.
It's kind of crazy.
Did you ever look up and realize there are 80,000 people there?
I was so focused on looking at that one stupid little microphone in the script. That's, I mean, I could have been in a box. I had no idea what was going on.
All right, let's hear more now.
Excellent work. Let's see number three. Make Waldorf proud, bud. Ah, a little to the right, but two for three is good. For $250 in gift certificates from Spell. Congratulations, bud. Let's hear it for him.
That crowd roar.
They're going nuts. They love you, Rob.
I love you. Frenzy.
They
really
love you.
Did.
Now you get to introduce Ronald McDonald?
Yes, that's the next thing I'm going to say.
You're a good friend.
He's a little creepy.
Hey, that's my daughter's favorite.
Okay. Yeah. The Redskins and the Ronald McDonald House have a special announcement. And here to tell you more is Ronald McDonald himself. That's Ronald. He was great.
Hey, I like the music.
Yeah, I didn't pick that.
Yes, you really. Ooh, yes, for my finger.
He's a black Ronald McDonald.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that. Very good. Very cool.
Right, now we're going to hear Rob introduce the marching band and the cheerleaders.
Yes. This is big time. This is we're getting close to the real deal here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I cut out. The band actually put...
Welcome to a new season for Redskins football. Today's game features the Carolina Panthers versus your Washington Redskins.
Is that the cue to the band?
For your entertainment, we introduce a group that has become a Washington institution. Celebrating their 61st year of entertaining the fans of D.C., please welcome the famous Washington Redskins Marching Band.
Once again, the Washington Redskins Marching Band. And now let's hear it again for the Washington Redskins.
Hey.
I don't know if there's a change in the ownership, but the Redskinettes this year are so hot.
Really?
Yeah, I saw some of them on TV. Yeah, they've made some changes.
In previous years, they've had some real pigs out there.
Right.
As the Redskinettes.
Mm-hmm.
They're hot this year.
And I think a little younger. I think the mean age is a little younger this
year. There you go. Yeah, it's not a career anymore. Right.
Now we have you introducing... Did you introduce the defense of the Panthers?
Yeah,
or the
Panthers
offense?
First. And it was their defense. They didn't know until the very last minute. So it was...
You did not get to see, say, Biakabatuka.
Tim Biakabatuka. No, I did not.
Biakabatuka!
But when Carrie saw him on the field, she laughed because that's all I've been saying at the house all week.
Biakabatuka! Screwed it up there.
I did.
Biakabatuka.
Well, too bad you didn't do the offense, because you also would have had to do Mushi Muhammad.
Right.
Yeah, there was
Can
a lot
I tell
of...
you something really seriously? Your whole presentation, I think, is fantastic.
Well,
I mean, you don't sound like somebody that... I mean, you had all the... You sold it, which
you may
is really
hold
terrific.
On to that until you hear me screaming the Redskins.
Okay, all right. Well, so far, so great.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
All right, let me hear a little more here. This is Robbie. Now introducing the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, and they said, don't put anything into this. This is the opposition.
Okay.
So,
it's time to introduce today's opponent, the Carolina Panthers, coached by George Seifert.
Yeah, right. Ooh, there's our Redskins
fan. And the starting defense for the Panthers.
Oh, you know, let me do a break here.
Okay.
I don't want to have to interrupt this.
I want to hear the combination, too, when he announces the Redskins.
Yes, I can do it by the end. We'll be back with the rest of this in just a moment.
Cloud 4%. Don and Mike.
On that baseball tape there with Warren just made me realize maybe if you just get in your car now, you don't know the great news.
I love this country. It's a beautiful country. I think that today was something that all the Latin America wanted to win. To say thank you guys, give me the opportunity to be the first one.
Always bet on the Americans.
Thank you, Sammy.
McGuire, the White Devil.
Yes.
Came through.
That means that Dennis Murphy will be spending Saturday night in our home.
In Mike and Laura's home.
Right.
Not in my home, not in Buzz's home.
Right. No, it's my house and my wife's house and my two small children.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Yes. The cartoon man's coming.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. And, I'm sorry. Buddy. The man from cartoon land.
Don't worry. I won't pick on Mike.
Okay, thank you. A lot of people have been doing that today. I appreciate you being one who's not.
Oh, I am. But, hey, Robbie has a good voice. I was wondering when you're going to have a position available.
What position? Missionary?
Yeah, no, taking Rod's position. He's going to go out on his own now.
Right. Well, you know, I think that there are, you know, for the next major PA opening that they have at one of the major stadiums,
there's not too many of those gigs available. I don't know if I could picture Rob doing the intros for the Chicago Bulls, though.
But didn't Rob Dix die? So don't we all move up one?
He did pass.
Yeah,
did.
So it could happen.
He did pass away.
All right, well, let's hear the rest. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
Thank you. Let's get back down to the table. Robbie Spiewak.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak.
We're going to hear Rob introduce the Carolina Panthers and the Washington Redskins.
It's time to introduce today's opponent, the Carolina Panthers, coached by George Seifert.
And
the starting defense for the Panthers.
Yeah. Well, what? I was asking Rob if this was the most nervous he was.
Yeah, because
this is the real football.
I had only seen the names just recently. Like 5 minutes is when they decide whether they're going to introduce the offense or the defense, and I didn't know the names very well.
No real tough ones on Carolina,
no,
though, right?
No, pretty easy. It was cool, and I don't know if it picked up on the tape. It was the greatest boo when they introduced Sean Gilbert.
All right, Redskins fans hate him.
Okay, here we go.
At left end, number 97, Jason Peter. At left tackle, number 90, Tim Morabito.
That's tough. Well, that was a tough one, Rob.
That's a real tough one.
Morabito.
Anybody help you with that one?
No, I knew that because I tutored with Jim McClure.
Okay.
There you go.
Morabito. Good luck to you. I'm going to get another half smoke.
Morabito.
The lady talking to you in the background?
Mm-hmm.
At right tackle, number 94, Sean Gilbert.
They're listening to you.
At right end, number 99, Chuck Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
At linebacker, number 91, Kevin Green. At linebacker, number 55, Steve Tovar.
So you sound very macho doing it.
Yeah, you're belting it out, buddy.
The voice almost runs out.
Wait till he gets to the Redskins.
Really?
Then he'll turn on the voice that we wanted him to do.
Okay, good.
His rattling voice.
Yeah, they told me, just read the names and that's it.
Right.
For Carolina.
Yeah,
right.
No enthusiasm.
Right.
Enthusiasm.
Linebacker, number 56, Mike Barrow. At left cornerback, number 25, Eric Davis.
Hey, you want, I'll take it out. If you want to take it, you're welcome.
Right, who's talking there?
I don't know. I think that might be how they have the stadium wired.
Okay.
There was no one near me, so I don't know who that would be talking.
All of a sudden, it just sounded like I'm listening to Steve Johnson.
Could have been Steve Johnson.
Yeah, really.
if they had a microphone out in the beer truck.
At right cornerback, number 33, Doug Evans. At safety, number 46, Brent Alexander. And at safety, number 30, Mike Minter.
What's the name of Carolina?
That's it for Carolina. The Redskins have a fireworks shot for every time a player comes out, which is sort of cool.
Right.
That was seriously like 5 yards to my left.
Right.
So there's fireworks going off, and they're playing this loud music, and that's one of the reasons why I guess I got excited and screamed my full head off.
All right, hold on. This is where it gets good now.
Okay, here we go.
Robbie, part four. Fourth cut. Here we go.
Here it is.
This is a good one.
This is it. Come out
now.
We're
rolling.
We're recording.
You ready? Right now.
Here most it. Folks.
Here he comes.
Most folks.
Right now.
Here it comes.
Most.
There it is.
Most folks. Right. Oops, sorry.
Oh, here they are.
Hold on. Back it up a little bit.
Yeah, I want to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And now, here they are. Coached by North Turner.
Yeah, they do run the good devil music at Redskins Stadium now.
Your new Washington Redskins!
Drowning your ass out of here.
I can hear you better.
That's why I told him.
Now, could you hear it? Was it that way in the stadium, too? Or?
Well, as you can tell, I'm doing my best to hear myself. I'm screaming
my
head.
So that was you're sitting in the stands? We were sitting in the stands, no, and they had it balanced out in the stands.
Right, so you could hear Rob.
Good. Louder than the music.
Good, good, okay.
I think it just must be because we're getting the feed like from the red
right.
mixing board.
Before,
right.
Maybe even before it goes into the mixing board.
Right. Who is that, Keith Sim?
Keith Sim.
That's the first time your voice is given.
I told you that I was doing a
high
God.
That's a year's voice crack on that one.
Raymer! Corey Raymer!
Like Wally Cleaver there, Robbie.
That's all I've got. Exhibited everything I got.
Thank you for coming, my dear gentlemen. I do remember from sitting in the stands. He really does sell when the quarterback comes out.
Yeah,
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, good.
That's what he really gives it.
I like the whole thing. I think you did a great job.
Yeah, perhaps a little practice. Who knows? We can beat that.
No, you done good, Rob.
Yeah. Excellent job.
You're good. You didn't screw the pooch.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know what? That's balls to do it that way.
I mean, really, we do that in here all the time. We do it in our Las Vegas shows, but to do it there, did anybody give you any heebie-jeebie looks when you did that at all?
No, not at all. And as a matter of fact, that was the only thing I knew going in. As I said, I told Don and Mike I had to wear my hat, and I had to scream the Redskins' names like that.
All right, very good.
And they were cool with it, so it all worked out.
I'm going to call the Redskins tomorrow and see if we can get a better tape. Maybe they've got an in-house tape.
They have another tape coming. I forget the gentleman's name, but they actually have a video they're going to send me as a keepsake, and so perhaps the audio will be better on that.
All right, then we'll be able to hear that one. Very good.
Rob
Spiewak! You had to be there.
That was great.
Had to see his big head on the big jumbotron.
I thought, piss my pants.
Speaking of pants, I bet his were in a royal lot after the game.
Speaking of his pants,
yeah.
Rob just split his pants.
I did.
Here's a commercial set. I knocked over a...
You got to work hard to split a pair of jeans.
Well, these are old. I mean, these Bauer jeans, Eddie Bauer, they're the greatest. They wear like iron, but these are like probably 2 years old.
I knocked over a bunch of pencils and stuff, and I said to Rob, oh, don't worry, I'll get them. And I leaned over to pick them up, and he said, no, I'll get it. And he leaned over and he said, well, there go the pants.
Hey, all in a day's work.
That's right.
Hey, you know, it's just the excitement. That's the excitement. That's it. No, it's not. It's your too big.
Hey, Buzz.
Right.
Yes. I heard your music
there. Yes, you did.
And I know it's time for the news and the comments. What is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, an insurance company gets a public flogging.
Oh, I love a public flogging.
Especially if it's an insurance company.
Like that. Love a good epic. We'll be right back with news and comments. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comment.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional!
1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No. No, they don't, Miss Whip. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. We have to be running along now.
What's your hurry, Sergeant? Wouldn't you like to have an early lunch? Let's go, girls.
America's favorite damn dummies, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A jury in Illinois has ordered State Farm Auto Insurance to pay its policyholders $456 million.
That's the my insurance company.
That's my insurance company.
Not mine.
And that's this company's punishment for telling body shops to use generic auto parts to repair damaged cars.
Really? Where's my cut of that?
Well, I guess it'll be in the mail.
You certainly
divided among all of us.
You certainly have some claims.
I sure have mine.
You ought to get a piece of that pie.
A lawsuit claimed that State Farm was cheating its customers. State Farm says it never once did anything or made any decision that compromised safety, and that it used the non-brand name parts to save money for its policyholders. State Farm says it will appeal today's court decision, and it says it has no immediate plans to change its methods, although it says those methods may come under review.
Does it really matter?
To some people it does. I'm not enough of an auto mechanic.
How would you know if it's a regular product or a generic product?
Most of us don't. That's the thing. That's why insurance companies of all kinds have been able to do this for quite a while.
Quite often when you use generic products in an automobile, they will, I don't know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
But a good bluff up to that point.
Thank you.
Monica Lewinsky is getting $10,000 for every pound she loses.
She's a whore.
The National Enquirer says Jenny Craig is paying Monica to help her meet that goal of losing 100 pounds.
Oh, she's going to lose all that book money.
If she succeeds, she gets $1 million. She's trying to go from her all-time high of 223 pounds down to 123 pounds.
Here is the plan. We will offer her $1 million to shed 100 pounds. When she is unable to, she will become depressed, and she will begin to gain, eventually owing us $1 million.
What about the magma?
Well, if she doesn't succeed in paying us the money due to her weight gain, she will be surrounded by red hot magma. Mini me, you complete me.
A brilliant plan, Dr. Evil.
Oh, the original of that. They were running the original when he's asking for the $1 million.
You know why they're running the original? Because Starz had a free preview weekend.
Okay, that's it.
So I'll tell you why this is such a ripoff. On any HBO, Skinamax, movie channel.
Right.
Don't be suckered into this when they do the free weekend preview.
Right.
Because I go by the Starz channels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, they're the worst channels. They're worse than HBO, worse than Cinemax.
Right.
But this weekend I went by, it was every time.
Great movies.
Uh-huh. It was Armageddon, Air Force One,
right.
That awful movie my wife liked with Renee Zellweger and Meryl Streep.
Right.
The Waterboy.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I flipped it, it was a movie I like, and then I saw on the bottom of the screen,
This is a free preview weekend.
I don't know. So I made a mental note of that.
Right.
And today, when I got up and I was flipping around watching my ESPN.
When it's back to normal.
When it was back to normal, I went back to Starz.
Yeah.
And it was like that movie Crazy People with Dudley Moore.
Oh, that's rough.
Leave It to Beaver, the remake.
Oh,
what's
the one? Zoe or whatever the two dogs, the dog and cat. I forgot what it was. It's like Cleo and Zoe or something
like that.
They run it all the time. It's like Milo and Otis.
You know, they suck you in on this.
They do.
If you just got it for the weekend, you'd say, God damn, great show. You know what else we watch? We watch The Lost in Powers. We watch a little G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane, yes.
It was like all these big name movies. Con Air was on this weekend.
Right, then it's right back to the normal fare. Then it's right back to, the robot movie.
That's how they get you.
That's how they
suck you in, bud.
They don't run Short Circuit as much as they used to, though. Remember that?
No, Mike.
How many years did that last? Seriously, that had to be 8 or 9 years that they ran Short Circuit all the time. They'll be
contract.
Back with these people.
Yeah,
they'll be back.
And have you noticed that if a guy's got a movie coming out, you know, it just makes you realize what a goddamn corporation
it's
all
a total
is.
System. We are all at its beck and call.
And, you know, if Harrison Ford has a movie coming out, all of a sudden you notice on HBO they rerun Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The Fugitive.
Showtime reruns The Fugitive. Mm-hmm. A movie channel will run the one where he's the president, Air Force One.
Right.
And these are good movies that you never see on cable.
No, because they're promoting the upcoming movie you're going to see a lot. You'll also see, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff in between those.
That's how they get you.
They get you.
That's how they give it to you.
Yeah.
they're all very dangerous. Oh, Buzz, such language from the news guy.
What did he say?
He said bastards.
I did.
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah. Hollywood bastard.
Buzz.
The worst kind.
Buzz.
Buzz. Monica Lewinsky getting all that money for losing that weight. And now President Clinton says Al Gore is running for president, mostly just to please his late father. Clinton says Al Gore would probably be happier as a college professor than as a politician.
He's not that dumb. He knows exactly what he's saying there.
Yeah, I think
he knows exactly what he's doing.
In an article,
you please your late father. If your father is late,
right?
Then there's no pleasing.
Somebody tell Al.
Right.
The president says all of this in a new article in the New Yorker magazine at a time when Gore's already sinking in the public opinion polls. Clinton's comments also come at a time when Gore's campaign manager, who left Congress 10 years ago, during an ethics investigation, is coming under fire again.
Man, I saw Bill Bradley over the weekend, too, interviewed. You know, I know Gore's not exciting. It's not exactly like he's the most stimulating man in the world, either. It's very interesting.
There's always Warren Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Ventura.
I'm for the other Gore.
Zelly. Leslie.
Leslie Gore. Yeah. Why? Because it's your party.
And I'll cry if I want to. You would cry too, Mike.
If it happened to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura telling Arnold Schwarzenegger to keep his day job. Ventura says Arnold is smart, but would be smarter to remain a movie star than to run for governor of California.
Yeah. There's two guys I'd love to see on Jeopardy sometime.
Absolutely.
If he's calling Arnold Schwarzenegger smart, I don't think so. But on the other hand, Jesse Ventura is no rocket scientist either.
I'll take big, thick-headed muscle men for 30.
Boy, I'm so angry that I didn't get that question right.
Alex Trebek, meanwhile, they just kick his ass.
I'm so angry.
You'd be a big line. The people,
and they says, I am so angry.
They'll come out of the theater and they'll says, I'm so angry. And thank you for showing me the great punta.
The nice punta.
I love Brazil. It's got my favorite body part.
You said you couldn't imagine seeing them on Jeopardy. I never thought we'd see them on Meet the Press, which is where Jesse Ventura was yesterday.
Well, he's on those shows all the time.
Right. Yeah, well, he is.
But Arnold wasn't on, was he?
Not yet, but if, you know, the way things are going, it could happen. He told Arnold this about politics on national television yesterday. Don't get involved in it. It won't be worth it to you. He illustrated his point by quoting Rodney Dangerfield from the movie Back to School. The line goes, stay in school, it's a cruel world out there. For what it's worth, Arnold says he won't run, at least not in the year 2002. And you know what I like, the old dumb old Jesse Ventura, that is his frame of reference, you know?
I mean, that is obviously who he's going to quote. He's not going to quote from fine literature.
No, of course not.
He has
quote Rodney Dangerfield.
And that's smart.
He's speaking to his supporters there.
Absolutely. However, Ventura's popularity has dropped in Minnesota since the Playboy interview we talked about late last week. He's dropped from a 73% approval rating to 54%.
Ooh.
How pacey is that guy, Tim Russert? You ever watch that show he does?
Isn't he the kind of guy that if you were standing there in a restaurant, you're having a conversation, you'd say, excuse me, Tim, would you step out of the room, please? You know, no matter what you were saying.
Because he'd be over there going, yeah, man.
I'd love to see a picture of him without a shirt on.
He's doughy. Again, he is doughy. He is pliable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay. So would I.
All right, I know that much.
Ted Koppel first, though. Time out. More news. More comments.
Coming right up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good Morning America for Railfare 99 or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
Stay cool. Stay cool. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of Northern California, out there right now it's 3:43, and you're listening to our show on KHTK Sacramento.
Excellent. As we service our affiliates.
That's the way to do it. Now here's Guy J. Birdley with more swinger news.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, sort of, I guess. A museum in New York had to stay open an extra hour last night to accommodate the crowds of people who had come to see a controversial art exhibit.
Oh.
Yes, the exhibit includes a painting of the Virgin Mary that includes a lump of elephant dung and some butt shots from skin magazines.
Hmm.
17,000 people paid nearly $10 apiece to get into the Brooklyn Museum over the weekend.
Some butt shots?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there's somebody that's got to weigh in on this, Buzz.
Oh, naturally.
He's right here. He usually drops by. He's here right now when you hear that. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, dude.
His Holiness, Pope John Paul.
Hey, dude.
Hey,
Pontiff.
Pope, we got to ask you. We have to go right to the source. What do you make of all this controversy over the artwork with the Virgin Mary and dung and shots of people's butts?
No effing problem, man.
Yeah, I knew you'd be cool.
The ass. My favorite body part,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
is the ass. Now, like I said once to this hot chick,
right,
came to the Vatican.
Right.
I said, show me the nice punta.
Right.
The punta.
And she did?
Oh, she showed me her booty.
Amazing self-control on you, Your Holiness.
Me so horny. Hey, I understand Dennis is coming to your house, huh?
He's coming to my house, Your Holiness, but only after he gets his teeth cleaned. And would you say a prayer for me so I can make it through that evening, please?
I heard he's got siffy.
Well, he's got oozing toenails. I know that for a fact.
Don't I know that.
I
know it all.
Don't let him take a second. Do you have any toenail fungus, Your Holiness?
I don't have toenails, man.
Oh. I'm the Pope. But I thought you were just a man.
Just a man.
Not your boy.
No toenails, though.
I'm hung like a horse.
Really?
You're curious. Well, now I was. Now I am even more.
Such a waste.
Yes, sir.
It's not a waste, Buzz. Not a waste.
Oh, God.
17,000.
I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Oh, God. I mean, oh, God.
White horse.
17,000 people paid nearly $10 apiece to see this exhibit. Already, more people have turned out to see this modern art than came to see the work of Claude Monet.
I crapped on the Mona Lisa last night.
Oh, did you really?
I find that hard to believe.
He's making some art.
Real, well, that, you know.
Some splatter art.
And are you going to sell it, Your Holiness?
Stuff on my wall in my bedroom.
Make it for yourself?
Yeah, tonight I'm going to crap on dogs playing poker. Somebody did. You know, Dennis sold his first painting a while back.
Oh, you should see my other painting.
Oh, really bad.
Oh, mess.
Really terrible.
Well, I'm under a lot of pressure being the Pope.
I mean, you're the Pope, man. You're the Pope.
No, I'm just a man, Mike.
You are?
Flesh and bone. And BM.
Like any man.
Like any man.
There you go. But no toenails.
No toenails.
That's the interesting new thing that we found out.
I didn't know that.
We're not sure where that comes from, but it's true. The Pope has no toenails.
That's big news.
Did he sell them or what? What did you do with them?
I don't have them, Matt.
They're not born with them?
Just don't have them.
Just don't have them. You're being very evasive about this. Just don't have them is not a satisfactory answer. I want to know what the hell happened to your toenails.
When I became Pope, they got all skinned over.
Oh! So it's just skin now.
Just skin.
Wonder if that happened to every Pope.
I tell you this.
Yes.
Very erotic.
Having no toenails?
That's just a man.
Yeah, you've really grossed me out. Now you're only
flesh and bone.
Skinned over toes. Yes, sir.
Right.
Oh, I tell you, that's a sea of eroticism.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Can you try to quell my excitement there?
I got to go. I'm going to go pee on a Rembrandt there.
Oh, good for you.
Okay.
Have fun.
So long, Father.
Have fun, Your Holiness. We just skinned over toes.
New York Mayor.
So erotic.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Put a diarrhea on the Norman Rockwell tonight.
That's art, man.
Well, you got to know what to appreciate.
That's art.
Art for art's sake.
I'm going to puke on Picasso.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Van Gogh? Vomit on Van Gogh.
Oh,
of course you
should have been there, sir.
Well, you know, you were looking at your skin toes.
Very erotic.
Very erotic. Well, you know, you're just a man.
Flesh and bone.
But no nails.
No nails. More skin.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has called the exhibit sick, and he's moved to cut off city funding for the museum, which was about $7 million a year. Well, the reviews are in on the idea of Garth Brooks as the fictional Chris Gaines. Critics almost unanimously hate the idea.
Good.
And the ratings are in for last week's Garth Brooks in the Life of Chris Gaines TV special.
Yes.
The show finished fourth in its time slot last Wednesday night.
Good, good, good.
Which means the public doesn't like the alter ego either.
Probably the most asked question that I get about Chris Gaines is, what's it like to play two different people? And the answer is, first, let's get one thing straight. I'm not playing two different people. I'm playing one. The Garth Brooks thing is just who I am. The Chris Gaines thing, though, the closer you
listen to the cricket.
When you find out, you realize Chris Gaines is...
Garth Brooks and the death of Chris Gaines. Bob Barker's doctors want him to rest at least a couple. Yes.
I'm not going to rest.
No,
I don't feel like it. And I want the green jello with the pieces of fruit right in the middle. Right now.
They'd like him to get a couple more weeks rest before they'll even consider letting him take new episodes.
The writer's right. As soon as the scar on my neck heals from where they roto-rooted my vein, I'm going to be ready to host the Vices, right? The highest rated game show in daytime television.
Hey, Bob, let's play the new game.
Very good.
Death in one or two.
Death in two. Thank you all for playing. No, I don't want to be confined to my hospital bed. My name is Barker. Bob Barker, and I'm doing just fine.
Please, it's for your own good. Barker's still recovering.
I have a little drool coming out of the corner of your mouth.
Just a little from where they scraped the out the wall of the arterial wall. Hanging in there. Yes, Bob?
You're still recovering from your surgery to unclear a blocked artery.
No. I'm fully recovered. I've been fully recovered for 3 weeks now. What day is it?
Hey, let's play Plinko for a wheelchair.
Plinko for a wheelchair? That's a fine idea, Plinko. I've got cash in my pocket. Very good. Very excited about playing. Let's play check game to the insurance company for the surgery. Fun on the prices, right? Let's play the medical showcase.
CBS says the game show has taped so far in advance, Barker can have another 5 weeks to rest if he needs it.
5 weeks in a bed? No. My name is Barker. Bob Barker. We're going to play Showdown.
Hold on. Time out, Buzz.
I can't feel my right.
Time out, Bob. More news and more comments coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.